Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is the 29th day of June 2009 on this Monday edition. We're going to be live here today for the next 4 hours. We have several very important and informative guests coming up later in this broadcast that I will go over a little bit later in the next segment. I wanted yesterday to really break down the absolute, complete, and total takeover of the United States and the breaking of the back of the Republic, the fall of the Republic, and the amnesty bill they're going to ram through, the global warming bill, global taxation they're ramming through, the gun bans they're ramming through, the total federalization of all water supplies under the Clean Water Restoration Act, the banking takeover, the Federal Reserve to be given power over anything that affects any financial dealings or actions from, as even Fox News has reported, anything from a restaurant to a car dealership, from a hospital to a golf course will be under their control with no oversight. See, the Fed's already allowed to steal whatever money they want and not be audited. Bloomberg reports $14.8 trillion in the last 8 months since the bailout. Really the banking takeover, but they didn't get full dictatorial power over everything. So we have that going on as well. But the counterstrike against the global crime syndicate is continuing with H.R. 1207, now over 245 sponsors. And it gets up to 290, they're going to have a big problem shooting it down. And then even if they defeat it in the Senate, the public's going to ask, why can't we audit the Fed? I get audited. No agency's above the law. Well, they're a private corporation that has a treaty. That's basically what the 1913 Federal Reserve Act is, a treaty with the Congress that they ratified. But Congress can unratify that treaty with the Bank of England, with the House of Rothschild. And we are going to do it. We are going to defeat the New World Order. And we are going to defeat their new system of global slavery. Speaking of the Rothschilds, the Financial Times of London is supposedly breaking something that's in every major work of the last 200 years on the transatlantic slave trade, kicking off big time in the 1600s, was going on before that, with some of the biggest families in Portugal, Spain, England, the Dutch as well. And the Rothschilds, of course, as every other major British family, are knee-deep in it. But they are also pushing, as we've had the heir of the Rothschild fortune here on, pushing the global carbon tax that will be paid to the New World Order system. So that is coming up today. In fact, Pat Buchanan on MSNBC with Mika Brzezinski brought up how this is really a tax to world government. And then she kind of poo-poos it. Hey, lady, the Club of Rome, the CFR, the Financial Times of London, Newsweek, Time Magazine are all bragging this is a world government and a tax paid to the world government. So please continue to deny this is going on, because everyone then knows that you are engaged in deception. Everybody knows exactly who you are when you continue to deny the obvious. It only destroys your credibility faster. And so I'm glad you're doing that. I'm glad. Continue to spin. Continue to attack those of us that tell the truth. Continue to discredit yourself, because we're on the side of right. As the founder of the Texas Rangers said, a man who's in the right and keeps on a coming can't be stopped. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back, give you a rundown of all the big news we're going to cover today. But this is it. This is the jump point. This is when the establishment is fully gutting the Republic and bringing in an official tyranny under Northcom and the Pentagon. Complete dictatorship. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
We are now 8 minutes, 30 seconds into the first hour of this worldwide transmission as we attempt to set bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere to alert them to the growing tyranny that is descending like an iron curtain over every nation of the planet, directed by the upper echelons of the corporatocracy known as the New World Order. Coming up in the second hour, Emily Ample and Val Swain. These ladies are part of an organization that simply goes out to protest and videotapes the police. This is similar to another group that caught the police at the G20 meeting beating the man delivering newspapers to death and then saying he died of a heart attack. And they've just said on record nothing's going to happen to the cops. Kind of like that cop that the woman won't serve him any more alcohol because he's too drunk, so he climbs over the bar and beats her half to death. The judge said, hey, you don't get any trouble. How about a 2 years probation? You're allowed to knock a woman's teeth out and beat her for 10 minutes, stomping on her head, basically. Just absolutely amazing. But the issue is the police come over and systematically choke this woman, who's very polite, doesn't get in their godlike way, and they just come over like it's the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany or Maoist China, and they just start choking her with pleasure. Kind of like that squad car video of the state police officer driving about 90 miles an hour down windy country roads in Oklahoma. There is an ambulance. He drives up on it 90 miles an hour, The ambulance instantly gets over. Instantly. The cop savagely pulls him over, begins assaulting him, saying they didn't pull over quick enough, just in an insane road rage. And the state police said, we're going to charge the EMT, until there was national outcry and they backed off. But the point is, this is the cult of power, the priest of power, always pressing on the nerve of power, for power for power's sake, the raw exercise, the pimp game, training you to completely and totally accept being slapped around, having your spirit broken, being cowed until you capitulate to anything and everything, until you're a completely broken servant of the New World Order. Well, not me. You're not pimping me and my family, New World Order. We're going to bring you scum to justice. Then we got Wayne Madsen popping in, because I remember him day one. We actually sent news cameras up there last, a week and a half ago to interview him for the upcoming second film I'm working on. I'll soon announce the name of it, dealing with Barack Obama and his treacherous lying, his congenital lying, and his kleptocracy of government that's stealing all our liberties and freedoms and looting the treasury. But Wayne Madsen, we were up there with him at the Washington Press Club interviewing some folks running down the trail of the Von Braun case. And it tied into special forces, it tied into FBI and white supremacists, but I didn't go with the story because it was so shocking I couldn't document it all. And then this weekend it ended up being on C-SPAN at the press club. So we'll get him to talk about that. And he also was predicting that it was a man-made weaponized bird flu / swine flu. And then all these laboratories have come out and said, indeed, it is engineered. And then now it's becoming more and more mainstream news that it's some type of manufactured mutagen that they plan on fear-mongering and hyping up in the fall for forced inoculations. So we're going to talk to him about those two subjects. Von Braun tied him with some type of government black op. And we're also going, I'm not sure about that, but remember the good old boy roundup when the militia infiltrated thousands of FBI and BATF meeting and the South back in 1992, and they were selling inward hunting licenses and burning blacks in effigy and heiling Hitler. A very sick group of people. Not saying the whole BATF and FBI are a bunch of Nazis, but see, they don't just infiltrate and lead the Nazi groups. More often than not, they're actually commanding them with pleasure. So we'll break that down as well. And then Richard Reeves, the last 30 minutes of studio, he does camera work for us sometimes. He also leads some of the groups fighting the entire infrastructure of the roads and water supplies, reservoirs, power plants, infrastructure being handed over to foreign corporations, part of the corporate looting, just like the IMF and World Bank loot third world countries. That's ongoing here. Big battle coming up with the seizure of property for the toll roads and 10 miles of land on either side of the road, part of the Napa Superhighway control grid. So that's coming up in the last 30 minutes of the transmission today. Okay, here is just some of the news that I'll be going over. Troops oust Honduras president. So I did some research on him and found out he is a guy who wanted to decriminalize all drugs and legalize it so that the drug cartels would collapse. And it does turn out that mainstream news is reporting that the troops that ousted him were trained by the CIA and the School of Americas. And so that's just par for the course. You're not going to let the cocaine and heroin flow into the United States? Well, you're going to be picked up and have a gun put to your head, and you're going to be flown out to Costa Rica. If you ever try to come back, you're dead. We're going to ship the drugs in for the American people. Just like that CIA aircraft crash in Mexico last year with 3.5 tons of pure cocaine coming from the source. You never saw that in U.S. news, though it was in Reuters. What? You think that's news? The CIA aircraft registered actually a plane that takes people for torture. A rendition aircraft crashes with all that pure cocaine. You think that'd be newsworthy, but it's not as newsworthy as Michael Jackson. Feed you on a steady diet of baloney and petty issues. CIA topples Honduran president, protect drug trade. We'll go over that report coming up. Also, key leaders of Honduran military coup trained in the United States. Another report on that for everybody. We'll let you know what's happening. And Buchanan climate bill is transfer of wealth to world government. We'll go over that. Also, Day of Reckoning comes for Bernard Madoff. Yes, he acted alone. He stole $50 to $100 billion all by himself. But they're now saying that the forfeiture ruling is more than the $50 billion, $171 billion. Who's getting that money? Who are these shareholders that were getting it? Oh, he acted alone. This is a giant scam. This guy is a front. He's taking the fall like Ken Lay. Remember, he's the founder of the NASDAQ. These are the type of swindlers and crooks that run the inside job casino that is Wall Street and the Chicago Mercantile. It's all their little private cash machine with the plunge protection team manipulating markets, and the insiders know every day if it's going up or if it's going down. And they always burn a few little nobodies to try to sell the public on the fact that they're out there doing something. But this time they're actually burning a big fish because they got to let at least one or two big guys fall. Oh, there might be a revolution in this country where all your pension funds and teacher retirement funds and police retirement funds went offshore. They're seizing a few million from Madoff of the 170 plus billion. They're not discussing where that's going. Because the government's here to take good care of you. They care about you. Dollar falls most in month as China urges new reserve currency. More drum beating. Of course, they'll run the dollar up and run it back down a few more times. But overall, there's a flight from the dollar by design. Dollar's got to die to have the new global SDR currency, which won't even be a physical currency. You'll still have your regional currencies. North America, South America will be dollarized. Europe, Africa will be under a euro system and then under an Asian currency. Three global currencies pegged and manipulated for the profits of the insider that are engaging in currency speculation. That will all be controlled by the OECD and the Bank of International Settlements, and it will all be accessed and tracked with biometric face scan and thumbprint tied into your new carbon credit ID cards you're already carrying, standardized under a UN treaty in 2000. Everything you do, as Nancy Pelosi said, chronicled, tracked, and traced, all in your slave file. As the New York Times said about the Total Information Awareness Network, every purchase you make, everything you buy, sell, and do, everything you think, every internet visit you make is being chronicled, and they want you as slaves to know about it. That's the pimp game, letting you know you're a complete slave and there's nothing you can do. And if the local newspaper, the San Antonio Current, goes out and tries to take photos of the giant sprawling NSA cybersecurity system, their own director quit saying it's a Pentagon takeover of the internet in America. Mother Jones admitted Obama's taking over the whole web, but he's just a puppet. The Pentagon is. You try to stand on city property or take a photo from your car, they'll pull you over. The NSA, without a warrant, will drag you away. You'll disappear for hours, and they'll steal your cameras. No judge, no jury, no warrant, because they're NORTHCOM. And if they'll grease 1,300,000 Iraqis in the last 6.5 years, they'll grease you. You got it, punk? You're own now. This country is theirs, and they're training your children to turn you in and report on you. They're training you that you live in the Soviet Russia. Washington Post reported somebody's out front just taking photos at a bus stop or photos of a lamp or photos of a building. Everybody takes photos constantly with their phones. I take photos. The police come out, grab you, drag you away, and say, you can't take a photo of a building even if it doesn't say no cameras allowed. It's all, and of course it's no security threat. Of course there's Google Street View and satellites and cameras everywhere and terrorism, most of it's provocateur or staged. It's about letting you know. In England, they made it a terror law. And now if you take a picture of a police car, cops beating somebody up, they arrest you and charge you with terrorism. It's even happened to me in England. They come over and say it's terrorism to videotape. Steve Watson can't take his girlfriend out for dinner. They line everybody up on major streets and search everyone and put you in terror databases. It's the Soviet Union. They're letting you know, we're the foreign banks. We're going to bankrupt everything and vertically integrate everything into our consolidated control. You're going to do what we say. You're our slave now. We're going to do tyranny right through a corporate control structure. We're going to take over GM and slice it up and give it to Democrats and people that give us cash contributions. Everything is basically Chicago Mafia model, robbing everyone at the behest of foreign banks.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
All right, we're back live. Thank you for joining us. Let me just go ahead and get into what happened last Friday. Obviously, a lot of you are tuning in to hear what I have to say about that. Up on InfoWars.com, first off, we have a list of the 8 Republicans that voted for it. and the measure passed by 7, so they needed 8 to cross over so that they would have one extra. And then, of course, you have the, even if it would have been a tie, they could have had the vice president break that. But the issue is it's going to the Senate, and if there's a tie there, the vice president would break it. But we have the list of 8 Republicans who voted for the carbon tax bill. But it's more than just a carbon tax bill. It was 1,000-plus pages, and then in the early morning hours of last Friday, they introduced 200 and 300 pages for a total of 1,200-plus pages. It was over 1,500 at one time, we now learn, but then they're always pulling some of it out behind the scenes. So it ended up to be close to 1,300 pages, and Congressman Durbin, he read out of it because he didn't get it till 20, 30 minutes before the vote, and then he got a copy of it. We have those videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from C-SPAN, and he read through it. And it's exactly what we knew was already in there in the earlier version, but even worse, just not just a carbon tax on cars or a carbon tax on your home or a carbon tax on all plastic or paper or food. It creates boards, federal boards, scores of agencies. Durbin showed a big map of it, that all will have independent power under a blank check to just come out and interpret whatever they want. Kind of like the Wetlands Act. They would use a rain puddle as an excuse to take your property or restrict it or not let you use it or build on it. And then that got beaten in the courts. So now they're back with the Clean Water Restoration Act that says they federalize all water in the United States, above ground, below ground, doesn't even non-navigable waters. That means rainwater. That means tanks, streams, ponds, and then buffer zones on either side, or water below the ground. It's the entire country being federalized. That's racing through the Congress right now. And throughout the week, I'm going to have a bunch of climatologists and experts on to break it down. CBS News reported EPA may have suppressed reports skeptical of global warming. That's right. And again, 37,000 scientists last month sent a letter saying that it was just all complete fraud. The sun drives global warming and cooling, just like the ice caps of Mars were getting small the last decade when the sun was at record output of heat, of different forms of radiation. And then now that the sun is at record cool in the last 100 years of being recorded by different instruments, that suddenly the ice caps of Mars are exploding and so are our ice caps. I assure you, that giant ball of superheated gas that fires off Coriolis flares thousands of times the size of the Earth every day, I will assure you it's what's heating the planet. Just walk outside right now, it's a summer day, and I assure you that's not your SUV that'll give you a sunburn. That is a beautiful, gorgeous star we're orbiting. I'll assure you that's what's doing everything. Now, there's some vents in the underwater the ocean that are putting out superheated water and gases that are, by the way, life-giving. Absolutely, that's another thermal vents. Volcanoes are heating, and the gases do have something to do with it. Thank God we're 14 times lower carbon dioxide, according to ice core samples, than we were just 200,000 years ago. Carbon dioxide, plants grow faster, live longer, or healthier. Every climatologist that also studies archaeology and biology is out there saying that we're oxygen and carbon-starved right now. You can just Google that, Earth carbon-starved, and you'll see literally hundreds of major university studies. But see, the globalists know that. This is a big sick diversion and distraction off of cross-species genetic engineering and real environmental crises we face. Classic overfishing, toxic waste dumping, deforestation. There are a few things that really are serious issues and are threatening life on this planet. But carbon dioxide isn't one of them. But everything produces carbon. And so if you can tax it, you rule. And the system of feudalism was used to control populations and keep them at a subsistence starvation level. It's total control. It's siege. So you're all being put under siege now by the globalists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live. Thank you so much for joining us. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Open phones in the next hour, but not yet. Okay, so that's just some of the news. Buchanan says climate bill is a transfer of wealth to world government. And Zbigniew Brzezinski's daughter starts making jokes about it. But that's what the mainstream news is reporting. In fact, I printed up some more of these headlines, like the one out of Financial Times of London by Gideon Raikman, and now for world government. And he says that we need a world government to carry out the carbon tax. Yes, it's authoritarian, but that's because basically you're too stupid to know what's good for you. That this is being set up. Newsweek, Time Magazine headlines, New World Order. A global financial order to crack the heads of bad nations like the U.S. when it's the very banks that are setting up this new world order, this private corporate dictatorship, this private corporate takeover of our country. They are the ones that engineered this entire financial collapse. But the good news is we've got the 245 co-sponsors sailing towards 290. Bulletproof passage in the House if that continues. And even if they shoot it down, people will say, why can't we audit the Fed? But there's a very important story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now that everybody's got to read. Buchanan, climate bill is transfer of wealth to world government. And why would the elites want a world government? because they get to set up the new rules. They get to rule the new system. The World Trade Organization is a private body. It has more authority over trade than our Congress, because our Congress, through treaty with it, voted away its rights. That's what these agreements are. It's basically treaties. It's illegitimate. It's fraud. The IMF, the World Bank, they take our tax money and then go loan it at 20, 30% interest compounded to third world nations that are never intended to pay it off. If they try to pay it off, there's a coup d'etat overthrowing them. The Peruvian leader was just on the news talking about how he tried to pay it off and tried to do free market reforms, and they threatened him. This is how they operate. They go, take the money, keep it, but sign away your people to us. And if you say no, you get killed, or you get thrown out, or you get demonized. You try to decriminalize drugs in a third world country where they're shipping it up to the United States, like Honduras, you get overthrown. Because this is the business. You know, not only are narcotics $400 billion a year in the United States, they get to launder that through the banks and then fractionally reserve, loan out on average 10 times those deposits. So what's 10 times $400 billion? What is that, Jaron? 10 times $400 billion. I don't have my calculator. 10 times $400 million. That's a lot of laundered money, isn't it? See, the bet? No. 10 times $400 billion. $1 trillion. Do it with a calculator. $4 trillion, yes. I'm drinking too much sodium fluoride. None of us can count. So $4 trillion a year. But no wonder they like narcotics trafficking and put it in all those derivatives. Then they put it in derivatives and build the Ponzi schemes on top of other Ponzi schemes and leverage it out to over $1,000 trillion or $1 quadrillion. But how are they going to use all that fiat currency and made up debt to buy your farm, your ranch, your home? They're going to use carbon taxes. They're going to squeeze you with taxes so much that basically everybody goes bankrupt in waves, and they consolidate it all to your feudal slaves. They don't like you being uppity. They don't like you having a nice house or nice car. They want to control you. But here's Pat Buchanan telling it like it is with Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC, her daddy, one of the grand architects of this at the Trilateral Commission. Let's go ahead and roll it. Here it is.
Live from Washington by MSNBC political analyst Pat Buchanan. So with another good morning, Pat, we've got the president calling this new climate bill a jobs bill because he says it's going to create clean energy jobs. You have House Minority Leader John Boehner saying it's a tax bill. Why doesn't anyone want to call it a climate bill?
Well, because the science is suggesting that maybe all of this isn't really happening, or it's not really dangerous, or it's not really man-made. Barack Obama, the president, was right when he said we shouldn't be afraid of the future. That is how this bill got passed, through fear. We're all going to change. The climate's going to change. The oceans are going to rise. Our cities are going to be underwater. But more and more science is coming forward to say this is a hoax and a scam, which is designed to transfer wealth and power from the private sector to the government sector, and from the government of the United States to a world government, which is what we're going to get in Copenhagen when we get the Kyoto 2 agreement.
Okay, here come the emails. Anyway, Pat, you know, when the bill passed, Republicans broke into a sort of sarcastic kind of applause because they think the vote's going to be unpopular with Americans. Are they right?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You shouldn't applaud because it could go through, but they're certainly right on this. It is a tax bill. It is going to raise the price of energy, electricity, lighting, everything you do in your home, heating. It's going to raise the price of that, the cost of that. It's going to hammer the middle class and the working class, especially for a danger which we don't even know for sure.
All right. You can find out more. Watch the rest of that clip at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In the article that Paul Watson wrote about it, Buchanan, climate bill is transfer of wealth to world government. It has been openly announced in literally, it's got to be over 1,000 articles. I mean, some weeks I might see 200 articles in the Financial Times, BBC, New York Times, saying that the climate money will be, a percentage of it will be paid internationally to the new Bank of the World that we will pay our carbon taxes to. And it looks like right now that Bank of the World is going to be built around the IMF. So Buchanan is just stating something that is all over the news. I just read you one of the headlines out of the Financial Times of London, which, by the way, is owned by a Bilderberg Group member, throwing in your face saying it's a good idea. But when Buchanan says it's a bad idea, oh, it's kooky. We got to laugh at him. I have the Wall Street Journal article here in my hands. I'll show it to you when we go live on TV later from Monday, June 15th. It's time to cool off the planet. Cutting greenhouse gases is no longer enough to deal with global warming, says the scientist. He argues that we also have to do something more direct and risky. And look, chemtrails. I've been covering this for over a decade. There's a Nobel Prize winner for it. They say they're going to fly around with aircraft, mix it in with the jet fuel, have it dispersed, spray out aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and manipulate the atmosphere. The climatologists, meteorologists, and scientists we've had on have reported that the chemtrailing they're witnessing on a planetary scale will actually heat the planet. Now, we knew this was going on. They said we were kooks and it didn't exist. And then suddenly the last 3 months, Obama comes out and says we may have to spray the atmosphere to cool the Earth and to make sun rays bounce back into space. And then meanwhile, you can go look at all the university studies. They don't call it chemtrails. They call it high altitude aerosol spraying, passive aerosol spraying, Department of Energy. They're all up there calling it testing. And Obama's like, yes, we're testing manipulating the atmosphere. No, they're not. They're already doing it. So I think more and more, it's clear they are going to cause massive weather problems with the weather control they've had. I've had Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, meteorologist, head of the Stanford Research Laboratory for the Navy, over the Naval War Laboratory. I saw it was declassified 4 years ago, got him on. And he talked about how in the 1960s, the Stanford Research Institute certified they could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, accelerate hurricanes, steer hurricanes. And then now Congress has a bill to create a weather control bureau. Folks, they're already manipulating the weather. They're spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts. We've even got local news reports that have tested it, confirming it. You can see it on satellite where whole areas of the country are blacked out by this. NASA reports the Earth's 20% darker. And then now that we're exposing this, they come out in the news, in the AP, Reuters, Wall Street Journal, and say, oh, yeah, we're getting ready to do this. We've just been testing it. But that's classified. The chemtrails are real. And they're toxic. Jet trails until the mid-90s disappeared in minutes or seconds. Now many of them hang there for hours. They're spraying us in plain view. They're terraforming, and we don't know what they're trying to do to the atmosphere. But the climatologists and top experts we interview say that it appears that in some areas they're blocking weather systems that are bringing rain. In other areas, they're intensifying rain. They are trying to heat the Earth up. The way these are being dispersed, it actually goes through the clouds, the man-made nuclei they're putting out, and then bounces back up and is contained. So they're spraying greenhouse particulate, and then why are they trying to heat the Earth? Are we going into an ice age? And then the sick joke with them as they terraform to try to heat us up is that greenhouse gas is bad? I don't know, folks. I don't know. But there's this whole shadow government, this whole black op admits they're doing this. We start exposing it. Anne Heche, we talked to their office with the film Toxic Sky. She's going to be on soon. It's a film already aired in Australia, going to be airing here soon. You know, Hollywood movies are coming out about it called Toxic Sky. So what do? Oh, yeah, we've been doing some tests to spray you to save you from global warming. And then the evidence is they're manipulating the weather, because we know they had this back in the 50s and 60s. Ben Livingston in Vietnam led squadrons. He was in World War II. What an amazing individual. He was the first guy to fly into hurricanes and typhoons. He did that in prop planes. You know, the hurricane hunters, he's it, an icon. After we interviewed him, it was in Fox News, CNN, everywhere. But then suddenly, I called him back to come back on. He said, I can't talk to you anymore. And I said, why? Because you run a company that's doing government work already in weather manipulation? He said, I can't talk to you. He's got to be 90-something years old. What an incredible World War II vet that guy is. Led squadrons in Vietnam. He could take a tiny cloud and turn it into 10 feet of rain on the North Vietnamese, on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Oh, but they could do that in Vietnam. But they're not doing anything now. It's normal to have 2,000 feet above my office giant jet trails that sit there for an hour and turn into huge cloud banks. Yeah, that's normal. No, they're mixing it in with the jet fuel. It perfectly compartmentalized, just like they stick sodium fluoride in the water. Gives you dental fluorosis, bone cancer, and people are just like, well, what are you going to do? The government just does it. in your face. World government with a bunch of eugenics sickos attacking each and every one of us in our face. Jaron's out there talking to one of the biggest newspapers in the United States. And I just hope these are good quotes when this article comes out, Jaron. I know she's a nice lady, has a very nice demeanor, seems to be good-natured, but you never know with these people. After all, she was sent here by Sauron. Sauron of media. I'm just joking around. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to have a good attitude. I was overwrought with anger Friday. I normally eat dinner with my family and hang out for at least a few hours and play my son at chess and, you know, spray the water hose in the backyard and we get on the slip and slide. But I had a laptop with me in the backyard at dinner table watching the vote. And I saw Pelosi right before the vote come up with just satisfied, like she was a pig and you know what. And just with relish saying, I know a lot of you don't like this, but we're going to do it. We're going forward with jobs. Yeah, just like NAFTA and GATT. How'd that do for your jobs, folks? And the Rust Belt now spanning the entire country. And wicked Lloyd Doggett from right here in Texas got up and said, I don't care if I'm getting a bunch of calls against it. I'm going to do it. Because these control freaks are going to shut the middle class down. And by the way, I keep explaining it. This is it. They're moving on everything. They're going to pass the total amnesty bill, and Obama's crowing that he's going to do it. So that thing, to totally legalize the 20-plus million illegal aliens, it isn't 14 million, allow felons to sign a waiver so they can stay. I'm not kidding. Just like illegal aliens, they won't arrest them when they pull them over at checkpoints, drunk or without insurance, but citizens get arrested on record. They're allowed to get the stimulus money without ID, but citizens have to. Illegal aliens are building the little tinker toy border fence. It's insane. They're going to do that. They're going to pass the water takeover bill. They're going to pass the Federal Reserve banker takeover bill. The Senate's going to pass the climate bill, all 1,300 pages of it, where it says blank check to do whatever they want with these bureaucrats. Home inspections, just hell is being released. Animal ID is going to pass. Premises ID for waiving all your rights. $2,000 a day fines if a chicken dies and you don't tell the government. You got to have expensive computers, $20 tags per chicken when the chicken's worth $5. SWAT teams raiding Amish selling milk and cheese. SWAT teams raiding people selling eggs on the side of the road. SWAT teams raiding people selling firewood. Nothing but giant federal bureaucracies spilling out like the black plague of satanic locust chewing the flesh off the body of this country right down to the bones, gnawing it right down to ashes. The entire economy is being converted right now. The entire economy is being converted to a planned control economy with a fascist system sitting above a social system. They socialize all the wealth, create global corporations that have government contracts, and you work for the corporations of the government, and that's the only jobs there are, and everybody else is fed into the prison system. We're already the most imprisoned country in the world. We're already the most dumbed down, lowest IQ. Not just education, our IQ is one of the lowest in the world now. The only other regions are areas in India and China where people from malnutrition didn't have good brain development. It's the fluoride, the mercury. We are literally lobotomized, chemical lobotomized zombies now who watch on average 4 hours of TV a day. We don't communicate with each other anymore. We don't have neighborhood friends. We don't go out on the front porch and barbecue. We don't know our neighbors. We don't play volleyball in the backyard anymore. We sit there watching glowing televisions and watch shows like Friends, and they become our friends. People are spending and paying thousands of dollars with these different simulated reality games to buy a Ferrari. And they imagine they have a Ferrari in make-believe internet land as we're sucked in and integrated into the Matrix. Meanwhile, there's a giant terraforming project going on. The universities all admit it. Hidden in plain view, they have high school textbooks saying the government's spraying to give you sunscreen from the sun. in government textbooks for high school students. But then you talk about it and they go, you're crazy. Oh, but here's the Wall Street Journal. We need to spray. We need to spray to save the earth. Just a whole cover section brainwashing the public. Hey, why didn't this do a report about how they're already doing it? And what the hell are they doing? Since 1947, the narcotic-running OSS turned into the CIA, founded by the Yale Skull and Bones criminals. All these punk, Ivy League, Eddie Haskell-type individuals can do whatever they want. White slavery, drugs, weapons, they can traffic, they're above the law, they got get-out-of-jail-free cards, and now these Eddie Haskell smart-mouth punks that think they're better than all us are going to butcher the whole economy and micromanage and selectively shut down every corporation and business that they don't like with white-glove carbon inspections. You know what a white-glove inspection is? It's when in the Marine Corps or at military academies, they come in with a glove, and if they find any dirt in the barracks, you all run till you barf your guts out.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
There's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. I wanted to tell you about some of the other news that's coming up after these other guests leave us that are coming up for 30 minutes in the next hour. And also want to add that we're going to be simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We got Wayne Madsen coming up in the third hour to talk about swine flu being manufactured by a lab that's now been basically confirmed by mainstream media. We've got Richard Reeves in studio getting into the massive NAFTA superhighway toll roads and that fight heating back up again in Texas. You know, they always say, oh, we're canceling that, or it doesn't exist. And then, oh, well, now we're canceling it. They're not canceling any of it. So we've got to continue to keep the heat on these criminals. But each step, they become more and more discredited, more and more exposed. So we'll be going over that coming up, and I'll break down more of what's happening with the global warming carbon tax. And we'll take your calls in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Before I go any further and end this hour, I do want to encourage listeners. Obama's approval ratings are starting to plunge, and a lot of the Obama zombies, just like Bush zombies, that wouldn't listen at first are starting to realize that he's a liar. And later I've got some video clips of him saying that he would never raise taxes on people that make under $250,000 a year. Now he had Axelrod on national news saying, well, we may have to now. He also said he wouldn't do signing statements. He just did this with a $100-plus billion defense supplement bill. So I want to go over that. But that's what the Obama deception covers, that everything he says is a lie. It's like he said, I want to be friends with you, Iran. And then he launched destabilization campaigns and triggered that operation that's now been confirmed to be a CIA/MI6 op. I mean, the White House admits that it's official CIA policy. And then they get on TV and lie and say it isn't, thinking you're a bunch of idiots. That's how much they just absolutely detest you and have nothing but contempt for you. It's the pimp game. I mean, it's more and more I realize it is the pimp game. Google the pimp game. And just find me some text about the pimp game. I want to explain how the pimp game works for people. Tyranny gets a facelift. The Obama deception is a hard-hitting film that completely destroys the myth that Barack Obama's working for the best interest of the American people. The Obama phenomenon is a hoax, a carefully crafted hoax, by the captains of the New World Order. He is being pushed as savior in an attempt to con the American people into accepting global slavery. We have reached a critical juncture in the New World Order plans. It's not about left and right. It's about one world government. The international banks plan to loot the people of the United States and turn them into slaves on the global plantation. Covered in this film, who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and what his real agenda is. If you want to know the facts and cut through all the hype, this is the film for you. And if you watch the film, you will learn how Obama is continuing the process of transforming America into something that resembles Nazi Germany with forced national service, domestic civilian spies, warrantless wiretaps, the destruction of the Second Amendment, FEMA camps, and martial law. Obama's handlers are openly announcing the creation of a new bank of the world that will dominate every nation on earth through carbon taxes and military force. International banks purposely engineered the world financial meltdown to bankrupt the nations of the planet and bring in world government. Obama plans to loot the middle class, destroy pensions, and federalize the states so that the population is completely dependent on the central government. And it goes on and on. Get it at InfoWars.com or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll free to get the Obama deception at 888-253-3139 or watch it for free on YouTube and Google. Whatever you do, get it out to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've just completed the first hour of the syndicated radio transmission. We are now simulcasting the final 3 hours on this June 29th, 2009, Monday edition at PrisonPlanet.tv. So for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we are now live simulcasting. We always do at least the second, the third and fourth hour simulcast, but today we're doing the second, third, and fourth hour simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Wayne Madsen on the manufactured swine flu hysteria now admitted that it is manufactured in a lab. The question is manufactured where. He first broke that during the first few days of the frenzied hysteria generated by the corporate-controlled, CIA-controlled media, the globalist-directed media, and it's now been confirmed, so he'll be joining us to talk about that. And also a story he's been working on about white supremacists and Nazis in the FBI, military, BATF, and how that tied into Von Braun. We sent news cameras up there for a film we're working on to talk to him at the National Press Club a week and a half ago. We met with some of the reporters. I was still vetting the story. I believed Wayne and believed the other reporter, but I just wasn't going to go with it yet, but ended up on the National Press Club over the weekend on C-SPAN and names quite a few high-level military people. So very, very shocking. So we'll go ahead and talk about that now that somebody else has reported on it. I didn't want to touch it quite yet. I told you we were working on the Von Braun situation, him being handled out of the Pentagon. I mean, kind of a mentally ill patsy, but notice how that came right on time for the hate crime laws they have that openly ban free speech. And by the way, I got hit with a fast one. I kept saying, folks, why is everybody obsessed with the hate crimes law? Why is everybody so scared of the hate crimes law? That just says that if you attack somebody who has a certain gender or a certain sexual preference, you get basically more charges on you and are treated differently, which I think's wrong. If you murder a black guy or a white guy, you should get the same thing. Or if you beat a gay guy or a straight guy, it should be the same thing. But that's a form of discrimination in saying some crimes are worse than others. But it's not still the big threat that the Cyberbullying Act was. I'm going to read the subsections that say if someone says you hurt their feelings, you're going to get a federal indictment, a federal felony, and go to prison. That wasn't in the original hate bill. It's not just in the cyberbullying. It passed the House in the hate bill. They added that. So the exact same language, I'm going to show it to you later coming up at the bottom of the hour. Very scary stuff. You know, the left always talks about how they want free speech. The right, I guess, openly wants to get rid of it in many cases until a Democrat gets in. The point is it isn't about left and right. It's about both parties being controlled by offshore corporate interests, just like the Tories and Labor are controlled in England by the same interest. You know, they fight with each other over power, but they're bought and paid for by the same interest. So that's coming up. We're about to go to break and come back with Emily Apple and Val Swain, really courageous ladies. I say courageous because I've done the same type of work for many years. So I guess you could say we're fellow travelers when it comes to that. And again, we're going to break in 1 minute and come back to them. We're going to show you some of this video. This is a police video. And they're a group that goes out to protest and shows the police videotaping the citizens and putting them in these terror databases. I've been in London and had the police come up and say, you can't videotape, you can't ask citizens questions, we're putting you in a terror database. That's in my film Terror Storm. And then I have two writers that live in England, and they've been approached by police, and they've been told you're not allowed to, you know, videotape in London. You're not allowed to, I mean, they're put in terror databases. This is happening to even mainstream reporters now. And they passed a law saying it's up to police discretion to say whether videotaping is an act of terror. So they want to put cameras on us. They want to surveil us. They want to control us. But then you don't videotape them. Well, there was a guy a few weeks ago caught on footage of the police beating a guy half to death. And they've gone and charged and arrested the guy that shot video of that. I guess soon, like the cop that shoots the guy in the back at the DART facility in Oakland, I guess they're going to go after the folks that shot video of that. This is the new system. And the police start choking this lady. it's just amazing how they torture us with paying compliance, and it's a big deal what happens at Abu Ghraib, but not if it happens to citizens of the U.S. and England.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Emily Apple, Val Swain, both join us from the United Kingdom. Emily Apple is a single mom from Cornwall. Down on the coast there, arrested by police August 8th, 2008, along with her photographer, Val Swain, mother of three, for asking police officers their badge numbers as they were up videotaping the citizens to put them in databases. The reason we have this now is the Guardian has obtained the police footage of FitWatch members, Emily Apple and Val Swain, being arrested by surveillance officers from the forward intelligence team, FIT, after asking for their badge numbers at the King's North Climate Camp last year. They're supposed to wear their badge numbers, just like we have laws here that say that. Because we don't have secret police in England and the United States, supposedly. But I've seen this in the U.S. before. When people ask for their badge numbers, you get beat down quite a bit. Now, we've all seen the footage of the EMT being choked. And normally when you choke somebody, it's like waterboarding. It creates a panic response because the oxygen stops going. You can see her really, really choking her. And this is what they do now. They call it paying compliance. In fact, I forgot to tell you guys, cue up to the extras from martial law where they're actually breaking the arms of protesters and choking them. I want to show people torture. Because, see, this is it's official policy in federal courts of rule in the U.S. that they can torture you. They call it paying compliance. So when they come out on the news and say torture Abu Ghraib people or torture people at Camp X-Ray, this is policy. In fact, federal courts have ruled, state courts have ruled, they can taser you to answer questions or taser you to give a urine sample. Remember that 2 weeks ago? We'll show people that article coming up. But I want to go ahead and go to our guest to tell folks the story of what happened. And we also have the links to the full video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can go to their website. It's fitwatch.blogspot.com. They also have the video from YouTube of their arrest from the police. We're going to show you a little bit of that coming up. So, again, from fitwatch.blogspot.com, I appreciate Emily Apple and Val Swain for coming on the show with us today. Ladies, you have a lot of courage putting up with your secret police and being tortured by them.
Thank you. Hello.
You bet. It's good to have you. Which one is Emily?
I'm Emily.
Okay. And then Val Swain. Were you both tortured and choked, or was it just Emily?
Well, I think Emily had a bit of a rougher deal than I did on that particular occasion. But we have fallen foul of the police on a few occasions for sort of getting in the way of the surveillance.
Okay. Describe for folks then what your group does, because we do something similar. It's a cop watch, but you specifically watch the surveillance cops, the secret police. So you were tortured for that and arrested last year. Again, tell folks what happened. Break it down. You got the floor.
Okay, well, you know, they're not like secret police. These are overt police. They stand around with in full uniform. They're very obviously police.
But I mean, not wearing their ID is secret, but go ahead.
Well, sure, but I mean...
And by secret police generally are it's not just the secretness they're called secret. Is it they're going after people that aren't committing crimes? They're the thought police, the commissariat.
Well, that's right. I mean, we know that they take photographs, they film demonstrations, and we know that information ends up on police databases, and databases that we've got no one has any access to, and no one has any ability to check, and nobody knows quite what is done with that data.
Yeah, this is like the SAVAK or the Gestapo or the NKVD. Please continue.
So we set up the FitWatch a couple of years ago just to keep an eye on it and to do what we can to stop them doing what they're doing. I think also, I mean, one of the things that they do a lot of is very overt harassment and intimidation of anyone attending protests, and certainly people they know attending protests. The way they take photography is very much in the face, with big flashes. They're designed so that people know that they're there, and they want people to be scared of them, you know, and they if you're a known activist, you know, they follow people around. I've been followed home on various occasions and things like that.
Absolutely. I mean, I want to get into your story, but later I want to talk about my experience of being 200 yards from Parliament in the public square, and the police were already over there saying no protest allowed. This was 3 days before the law went into effect, banning protests anywhere around Parliament. And the police came over and said, what's your name? I'm putting you in a database. And then I learned that I have two guys that work for me, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, that live in England, that this happened to them and basically everybody they know, that everybody's being trained, that if you're even walking your dog, they come over and question you, put you in a database. And if you question them, you get tortured like you're being tortured here on the video. But tell us what happened that day. And I also noticed The Guardian got the police footage, but they show you the thought criminal. And by secret police, they don't show the supposed public officers' faces.
No, I mean, no, they don't. They're very worried about the latest amendment to the Terrorism Act, which potentially makes it an offence to publish information about police officers.
That's right. The Guardian has now buckled. The once free home of the Magna Carta. They said, oh, we're going to, because for years they would arrest you for photographing police at protest. They're trying to arrest the people, as you know, that beat the guy to death at the G20. He's delivering newspapers. They beat him to death. The cops are saying, you know, you're a terrorist if you release us murdering him. And so they would always falsely arrest you. And so now they passed a law, and go over that code for folks if you have it, or we can pull it up, saying if you photograph police, we'll decide if it's terrorism. So now The Guardian, one of the biggest papers in the world, is scared to show the cops that tortured two housewives.
Yeah, it's fair to The Guardian, though. They did publish the story, and they did a lot to get this information out.
But they
there.
Won't show the gods' faces. Listen, you send me the video, I'll show their stinking faces. These thugs need to be shown. These thugs are bullies, and they torture women, and I got a wife and two daughters, and I don't like it. And it's time we start getting angry at this scum. Are you angry at them choking you?
I'm very angry. I mean, all their names and links to photographs of them are on our blog. So if people want to identify them and see them properly, then they're there for everyone to see. On the Guardian point, I raised this in a piece that I wrote about the Guardian being scared of the terrorism laws. And apparently, according to The Guardian, they're not, and there are other reasons why they wouldn't show the faces of the police officers on that video, but they refuse to say what they are, so it's anyone's guess whether they're telling the truth or not.
But you're saying at your blog spot, you have them. I'm going to put them up on screen. Put them up on screen, then thank you. Look, I apologize. I have a tendency to get mad, okay, when I see a woman getting beat up and tortured by a thug. Tell us what happened that day. I'm going to try to shut up here and not get too hot.
Well, we were there. Firstly, I don't think it makes any difference that I was a woman. I think what happened to us would have been just as bad if I was a man or a woman. I think our gender is irrelevant to it. But when I was there, we were there to monitor the policing operation. We knew that there was going to be a large amount of surveillance. And we'd been around the perimeter of the camp taking photographs and making notes of the police officers there. So when we came to the main gate, we came out of camp. And started taking photographs. I was making notes of numbers. And I came up to a police officer who wasn't displaying his number. I asked him to provide it to me, and he refused, at which point I called Val over and said, can you take a photograph of this guy, please, because I want to make a complaint. And her first shot was blocked, and then within seconds she was being dragged across the road and I was being thrown on the floor, along with a third friend of mine.
Now, I was looking at his hand, I mean, and I've seen this up close with other demonstrators and peaceful people. Looks like he's really working it, really squeezing on those arteries. Can you describe what that was like, and how did you control yourself? Because usually people buck against that because the panic reflex comes in, and then they get to really slam your head in the ground, break some ribs, and really get the sadomasochistic pleasure they join the force for.
Well, you know, it was very nasty, but I've experienced far worse than the police. So, in terms, it wasn't a shock to me at all that I was being treated like that.
What was he doing? It looked like he was whispering, kind of like a Jeffrey Dahmer would whisper to his prey, you know, that he's saying something to you while he does it.
He was just telling me to walk or sit down or whatever he wanted me to do at the time.
Okay. How hard was he squeezing your arteries?
Oh, very hard. It was very painful.
So have you filed on him for assaulting you?
Yeah, we the complaints that we've made to the IPCC, the independent police complaints, is to do with the assault and also to do with the imprisonment, because we were refused bail and kept in prison for 4 days.
Now, you weren't even resisting him, but he still did that to you. And then when they have you, you're on the ground. They're kind of slamming you and mistreating you. And I'm so embarrassed for them. I mean, this is now just normal, I guess, in the U.S. and England to just do this to people.
I think it is just normal for them to do that to people. I mean, we had lots of comments regarding the incident about what did you expect? Well, I didn't expect any different. Doesn't make it right, and it doesn't mean that I'm not going to do everything I can to try and hold them to account for what they did.
Well, it's sickening that this has now become commonplace, that we just think this is the normal. You say you've seen far worse or had far worse. What else have you suffered at the hands of these hooligans?
Oh, just lots of violence. The last time I was arrested, when they tried to take me to court, I was asking them to get me numbers from my phone in case I got sent to prison, because I would have to sort out childcare. And because I wouldn't get into the prison van to go to court, I got repeatedly kicked and punched, and then had my hand slammed in the door about 4 times.
Oh, so that's pretty hardcore torture. Imagine if Abu Ghraib, they were slamming people's hands in doors. There'd be an international outcry, but I guess if it's a two women from Britannia, then it's normal.
Yeah, I'm not sure we get quite as bad treatment as they had in Average Grey, but I mean, you're right, it's about pain compliance being used as not just a method of control, it's a way of causing a lot of pain.
And see, they label it. If I walked up to a cop and hit him in the head with a ball-peen hammer, it'd be attempted murder. But what if I called it friendly hello time? Oh, we're torturing you. It's just pain compliance. We're going to be right back, ladies. I want to talk about where this is going on the other side. Stay with us.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm not going to say anything about it until it comes out in the newspaper, but one of the biggest newspapers in the country is here. And I was explaining to her that in England and now in the U.S., taking your shoes off at the airports is about an act of submission, an act of you're a criminal, you're bad. And how Paul Watts and Steve Watson get questioned by police when they go out to eat dinner. I've been there and been questioned. It's in the news that if you're at a park walking a dog, the police come up and take photos of you and say, are you a child molester? Or they come up and say, you're a terrorist. Tourist, now in D.C., everywhere we go, we'd be 100 yards from the Washington Monument. They come up and say, you can't videotape that. And I go, what's the law? All right, buddy, we're going to arrest you. You got a problem? And this is about them bullying us and cowing us. And she goes, oh, I know, I was in England last week. They came up and told me I couldn't take photos at public places because of a child molestation law. So you're a terrorist, you're a child molester. You know, we're all criminals, basically, now. This is about they're good, they're God. All the billboards about click it or ticket, and the cops are watching you. They have big signs all over London that say, safe under the watchful eyes, and it shows a big brother, one eye, looking at you. This is, I mean, they know what they're doing. This is a criminal rogue government. Going back to Emily Apple and Val Swain, ladies, you heard me just talk about that. I mean, what is going on in England and the United States?
Well, I can't talk about the United States. I don't know anything about it. You're right in terms of surveillance and control has increased enormously. And what we're concerned about is particularly on protests where there is such a large-scale documentation of people that are involved.
Well, the misconduct of the police is being caught on video cameras everywhere, and they're scared, and they know it's beating them. And their attempt to say it's terrorism or pedophilia to have a camera and take a picture of the Washington Monument, it isn't going to work. I mean, I don't see this working for them.
I don't think it will, ultimately, because I think people are really beginning to realize what's going on. I don't think the police are really that different. I think what's changed is, A, that there's so much more technology around for people to capture what they're doing, and also the arrogance that, for example, the video of our arrest, you know, that they thought it was okay to video that. And
exactly, that's what I was going to ask you. Why are they so arrogant to torture women, slam their hands in car doors, and laugh about it on video? I mean, we have New York cops coming up to 9/11 activists, truth activists in New York saying, I'm going to say your camera's a gun, your backpack's a bomb, I know you're not a terrorist. This is on video, but I'm going to say you are. I mean, and then the police grab Luke Radowski. I mean, they are framing people on video proudly. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I think they're very arrogant. They are not easily held to account. I mean, if they do this sort of thing, what happens to them? Not an awful lot. Even if it goes through the press, even if it goes through the complaint system, even if it goes through the courts, at the end of the day, there's not a lot that's going to happen to them as a result of it. So, you know, they pretty much feel that they can do what they want.
Did you hear about Army and Marine Corps recruiters in Texas and in Colorado and other states lie to kids and say you'll be arrested if you don't sign and join the military? And then when the tapes get released, those guys get promoted?
That's just obscene.
I mean, is the state going completely criminal?
I think the state's always been a bit criminal. I'm not sure it's going that way. I think it is that way. The state's always worked in the interest of the rich and the powerful over everyone else. And in that sense, I think it's always been criminal, and it always devised laws and strategies to keep the rich and powerful in power.
So where does it go from here with this case? Are these cops going to get in trouble, or are they going to end up being chief constables for this, the more people they torture?
Oh, my money's on the chief constable. I can't see them getting into trouble particularly.
So they're going to end up probably being prime minister and deputy prime minister. All right.
Oh, these commissioner replace, yeah. Head of public order.
And so where does it end? Them all wearing little gold crowns and being worshipped, or...
Oh, it ends when enough people stand up to them and say, we're not going to take this anymore and we're going to do something about it. It doesn't come through politicians saying this is bad. It comes from people on the street actually doing something about it and just saying no. Yeah, because they're just bullies at the end of the day, and like all bullies, you know, you just have to stand up to them, innit?
Well, you ladies are just amazing. I want to do a few more minutes with you on the other side, and then we'll let you go and also plug your great site. But I want to ask you when we get back how you got involved with this. Why the police torture you for it, and if more people are joining you. I mean, I would love to see, instead of two women out there videotaping them, 100 men and women, so that they can't arrest everybody for videotaping the supposed kings. Because, I mean, folks, men and women in black uniforms choking and torturing women, it's tyranny. And if they can do this, they can do anything. Like take your pension funds and bankrupt everything and set up a world government, which is exactly what they're doing. But, hey, drink more sodium fluoride. Everything's fine.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones. Your phone calls are coming up, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. And you found at the tip of the spear, the front line in the info war, as we attempt to just point out the totally insane activities, the criminal activities of government, and desperately try to get our fellow humans to wake up and say no and tell government, you're not our God, we have basic rights. Because in every case in history, governments always try to enslave their populations, and it's happening again today. It's happening right now in a big way. In closing, with Emily Apple and Val Swain, great ladies who head up fitwatch.blogspot.com. Fitwatch, because that's the name of the forward intelligence team, the secret police that go out and gather intel on everybody. And I was talking to this newspaper reporter who's here doing a story on us. I'll go ahead and tell you. I wasn't going to do the interview because I'm so busy, but I didn't want it to look like I was scared to be interviewed. So the Wall Street Journal's in here doing a big story. And she's like, oh, don't say it. Don't worry, we're not going to put you on TV, ma'am. And she was just, she just got back from England, and she was telling me how she was also doing, while she was there visiting family, she was doing a story on travel. And she was at the big, beautiful canals taking pictures, and citizens would come over and go, ma'am, you're not allowed to take photos of the canal or anything. It is the Family Protection Act, pedophilia. And then she would go on, and she said other citizens would come up, oh, ma'am, excuse me, we're tattletales now. Secret police Stasi, we do it worse than East Germany. So she just told me the whole story. And now here in Austin, it's in my film Road to Tyranny, made 7 years ago. They give credit cards that they put money on for turning in neighbors, parents. You get the biggest amounts of money. It's just total Soviet Union, East Germany, communist China isn't even this bad. And the British, supposedly, not the average folks, but a lot of them, they just love it. And so now if you try to photograph anything, they go, oh, act of terrorism, I'll call the police immediately. Don't take a photo. And I dare you to go to D.C. You can just set up anywhere, at a city park, and try to aim at a building. The police come running over, private security guards. And you'll say, what's the law? And they'll just go, it's going to get well, you saw Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson. It made the Kansas City Star. They're at the World War One Memorial run by the city, videotaping, open park, and the Federal Reserve is across the street, and they're videotaping that. And the police, the private security guards come with guns, and they say, you will be arrested if you don't stop taping and tell me your name. And then they go, get out of here! Leave! And they start getting their hands on them. They go, look! You go ahead and try me. They had no law, no nothing. But in England, they do now. And, you know, and there were actually, Rob and Aaron said there were actually some public and Jill Ankle, like, get him. Because, you know, it's gladiatorial. Just like in the old gladiator system, you would watch your neighbor being torn apart and cheer. And the next week, it'd probably be you getting torn apart for whatever petty crime or not paying your taxes. So, see, it's all good. I mean, just the groveling to police I hear on the radio. And no matter what they do, they taser an old woman, they taser a baby, they taser somebody to make them, you know, urinate in a cup. In fact, Google that, guys. Search engine that. Ixquick that. That's another good search engine. Pull it up for people because it was 2 weeks ago, headline in New York. Court rules, suspects may be tasered to get DNA. And then you'll see England ruled 2 weeks ago, and so did the U.S., because it's all integrated simultaneously. And then you'll find the Miami cases where if you can't urinate at the hospital and they want a drug test, they just taser you until you die. I mean, the torture continues. But now, I'm sorry, Emily Apple and Val Swain, what makes you want to do this, to go out and stand up against dehumanization? Tell us about yourselves, how you got involved in this.
Go for it, Em.
Well, I've been involved in anti-war environmental protests, stuff like that, for sort of 15-odd years. And over the years, I've seen more and more repression of protests. And especially with the forward intelligence teams, it's just been so much intimidation, so much harassment, and it's been forcing people off the streets. And it's meant we've got to the point where we can no longer have an effective voice, or it was getting to that point. And so it just seemed that if we wanted to have any kind of protest movement in the UK, that we needed to tackle the forward intelligence teams in order to do that.
I'm looking at these cops enjoying abusing you. What slime, what dehumanizing filth. They'll be remembered, though, like the creatures they are, for what they are. So how long have you been doing this?
We've been doing FitWatch for about 2 years now, just over 2 years.
And you've certainly had some battles, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think we worked out that we've been arrested 11 times between us, I think that's right, and no convictions in the last 2 years, just for doing FitWatch stuff.
Amazing. Now, there are lots of other groups standing up. I've been seeing reports of where people will be filming a birthday party in their front garden, front yard for folks in the U.S., and the police will walk up and go, excuse me, cameras off, not allowed to. And the citizens are going, no, I'm not a slave. I mean, are the how many Brits that you talk to are really starting to see what this is and say no?
I think a lot of people, I mean, it just gets ridiculous, some of the things that they say you can't film and photograph. I think it just hits them. I mean, the police just appear to have some real paranoia about what you can and can't take photographs of. It's just got plain daft. And then there's a couple of holidaymakers in Cardiff who got taken to prison because they were taking photographs of each other in the park, and there just happened to be the football stadium in the background, which was a supposed terrorist attack. I was taking photographs of the Welsh Assembly, which is one of the government buildings here, totally public building. And the security comes out, oh, you can't take photographs here. Well, yeah, I can. But
notice, this is
later,
them.
Up turned the police jump out of the van, they want to know my name and address, I don't want to give them my name and address, and then they threaten a lot to arrest you. They will have you against the wall, they will scare the life out of you, they will make you believe that they're going to drag you off and arrest you, but 99 times out of 100 they don't. They just use the threat. They like to throw this threat around that, you know, you do as we tell you all, we're going to arrest you, but you know they still can't get away with locking everybody up.
Well, that's the answer, is to have everybody go out and do this. Did you hear me talk about the Wall Street Journal writer trying to do a story on travel? Yep. And they just the citizens come over, like, I mean what percentage are on average, how many of your fellow Brits just revel in the tattletaling and bossing?
I don't know quite what you mean.
Well, I mean, in any police state, you also have the cheerleaders for the police state, the citizen tattletale squads. What are you seeing on that front in the UK?
I don't think they have many cheerleaders. I mean, nearly everyone I speak to has a lot less trust in the police than I think the people had before. Even, you know, people with good jobs, with good standing in society, to turn around and say, no, we just don't trust them, can't have any trust in them anymore.
Well, the Wall Street Journal reporter said she had multiple people come up and say she couldn't photograph parks or rivers or anything. I mean, if you try to photograph flowers, it's some type of Al-Qaeda. But I mean, again, they're surveilling us, they're watching us, they're tracking us, they're controlling everything we do illegally, but then we go out with our cameras and they act like it's the end of the world through color of law. I mean, this is just absolutely incredible.
Well, it is. Well, they're the ones who always say, you know, if you've got nothing to hide, you know, just be fine.
Well, ladies, I just want to salute you, Emily Apple and Val Swain. The website for folks that want to check it out, it's fitwatch.blogspot.com. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thank you for having us on.
Anything else, Val or Emily? By both of you?
No, it's good of you to take the time to tell our story down where you are. That's brilliant. Cheers for that.
Okay, we're on your site in closing, fitwatch.blogspot.com. Where are the images of these guys? I want to put them up.
You have to go. You have to go to the link. There's a post which has the names of the cops.
Says identity of police officers and guardian Fitwatch video.
Yeah, and there's a link in that article.
I see the green link right there.
Yeah,
halfway to third paragraph, last line,
and
the third paragraph.
And that will take you to Mark Vallée's blog, and that has pictures of them.
Good. We're going to punch that up on screen and show that to the viewers. Do you ever talk to these guys when they're abusing you or violating your rights and say, I'm a human, why do you want to do this? Don't you know you're destroying England? Or is it even pointless to talk to them?
I find it pretty pointless to talk to him, really, to be honest.
There's Alan Palfrey. Who was choking you?
That is the bloke with all the tattoos on his arm, and he is Nicholas Fisher.
Okay, we'll show you Fisher. Is Fisher on there?
Yeah. He is. Well,
the website. Is he in the first video, G20 Meltdown?
No, he's on photo on the link. Yeah. You can see him quite clearly with all the tattoos down his arm.
I know what I wanted to ask you. Has this hurt the establishment, or do they just say so what that they beat to death the poor newspaper man at the G20? I mean, because obviously they've been trying to cover up that they killed him. Then the video came out. How is? I mean, is it just now? Yeah, we murder whoever we want, and that's the way it is, or?
Oh, no, they're saying now that they're doing a big review of policing and it'll all be different and everything is going to change.
And, of course, it turns out that they'll actually only encourage it. That's what they want as attack dogs, that they lied and had a fake coroner say that he died of a heart attack, but then they had a second autopsy done and it wasn't what they'd said.
Yeah, no, pretty much that. That's pretty much that. I mean, yeah, the first autopsy wasn't full enough. Didn't come out with the full facts of the case. So the second one then clearly showed that he didn't have a heart attack at all, but died of internal bleeding. They also lied about whether they'd had contact with him. They lied about whether they'd hit him, and eventually it came out that they did. Yeah, they did all those things.
Well, he was delivering newspapers and. They beat him from behind, it's reported, and they killed him. And that's what you get trying to deliver newspapers. You die. And according to, I guess, that you know, you make mistakes. People die. Hail the police. How dare you ladies even question them?
Disgusting behavior.
All right, well, we'll stay in contact with you and keep a stiff upper lip. God bless you. We appreciate that that British steel against the tyranny of the EU taking your country over, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Take care, ladies. All right, Mark, John, Josh, Dave, and others. We're going to go to you here in just a minute or two. We'll just go to you right now, and then I'll get into all this massive news. Open world government takeover. I cannot say this enough. I've asked Paul Watson to write an article explaining to people that this is it. This is the takeover of society right now that we're witnessing. This is all the tyranny, all the corruption of the past. They would try to claim they weren't violating our rights or the Bill of Rights. They would try to claim they weren't engaged in tyranny. Now it's just, yeah, we're going to secretly arrest whoever we want and torture you. Yeah, we're going to taser you to give DNA samples. Yeah, we're going to have warrantless checkpoints. You have the army on the streets. Yeah, we're going to take your private property. Yeah, we're going to tax everything. I mean, it is really happening right now. And yes, Paul Watson got the article written. Red alert, the total takeover of America enters its final phase. The hot coup. Not just seizing government. That already happened by the offshore banks, corporations, through the National Security Council and that whole National Security Act umbrella. Now, they're grabbing GM and hacking it up and giving pieces of it to who they want and Chrysler and grabbing what dealerships they want and giving it to who they want. They're grabbing the infrastructure, the power plants, the land, the lakes, the roads, the schools. They're openly announcing every major state's federalizing their police. Arizona just announced they're merging the state police with the feds. I mean, it is just off the charts, and that's coming up later in the next hour. Full frontal assault on every aspect of freedom ticks into high gear as the elite twist the knife into the rotting carcass of the United States. And that's what it is. I mean, this is just, and now they got the bills to openly ban everything I'm saying and arrest me under felony charges. And people will see me arrested and just be, well, we better shut up. I mean, this is hardcore bullying. They've decided to run a Nazi Germany-level takeover. They're just hammering it in high gear. They're going for broke. And I hope you realize that, folks. I'm going to cover the hate crimes bill. Pass the House, total ban on free speech. Now, if all of us stand up and say no, they're not going to get away with it. Let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls here. Let's talk to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk with you again. Look, I was just wondering, do these folks ever consider the constitutionality of the laws that they pass, you know? Because this latest thing they passed in the House seems like it's a complete invasion of privacy. It may be against the 9th and 10th Amendment, too.
No, it's home. Listen. It's home inspections, 10th Amendment violation, everything regulated, anything that has carbon. It creates boards with unlimited power to take over whatever they want. Just like they got gun bills to let the Attorney General ban whatever he wants. Just like they got water bills to let the EPA take over whatever they want. Everything they're doing now is about total corporate dictatorship, and then Obama creates corporate boards that sit above the government agencies and tell them what to do. This is corporate government.
So it's not just unconstitutional. It's like they're dancing on the casket of the Bill of Rights.
Sir, the Clean Water Restoration Act states word for word that the feds can do whatever they want. So take anything that's got even water under it, and all all the crust of the earth has water in it. I mean, there's underground water everywhere. You can dig for water anywhere on the planet and find water. And it's total control. I mean, they're moving. They're openly announcing a Bank of the World, and the Federal Reserve will be the governorship of the U.S., and that no one can review it, no one can touch it, and any financial transaction or anything that affects the economy is under their regulation with no oversight. A private corporation through treaty, that's what this congressional law is. It's a treaty with a corporation will rule America completely. They already use the money power to buy everything up. Now they want to force you to sell. This is just mafia. This is just hammering everything.
I don't know what to say. I'd like to know what I can do. I mean, I can do a few things, but you know,
tell people, abolish the Fed. They're the enemy. They're the usurper. They're the false government. This is corporate tyranny. They all brag that, oh, Hitler did this, Stalin did that, Peter the Great did this, this guy did that. They say, we're not going to do that. We're going to have a corporate tyranny, kind of a British imperial model, a behind-the-scenes corporate model, where they create this web of international laws where they're above them, and then all of us are ensnared in them. And so you just reveal how ridiculous it is to have a foreign offshore banks openly buying off our governments and having our government illegally cede and abdicate their power falsely over to them. It's a corporate takeover. Just like corporations take over other corporations and third world countries and CIA coups, that's all this is. You understand? Hey, good to hear from you. More calls coming up. They are coming after everybody, folks. They got a gun to your head, and they're saying, you're going to give us everything.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
going to continue with your phone calls in a moment, this segment the next. And Wayne Matchett's on about 30 minutes, and then open phones throughout the rest of the transmission today. Sean, Josh, Dave, Anti-Illuminati, Michael, and others that are patiently holding. I want to tell you about the sponsor of this hour that's made the show possible, AColaBlue.com. We have one here in the office. I absolutely love it. AColaBlue is just a fabulous atmospheric water generator, no sodium fluoride, guaranteed. Even a lot of bottled waters come out of municipal supplies, and they just filter them. Not AColaBlue. It's grabbed out of the atmosphere. 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043, or ECOLOBLUE.com. Their smaller unit produces 7.5 gallons a day, then it passes it through seven different filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. AColaBlue.com, 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043. And then lastly, Front Sight. They got a deal. Basically, it's $4,000 training course, 30 state concealed carry, free, it goes along with the deal, Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice from the number one firearm shooting private operation in the country, where the military and police go when they want to go above military and police training, with none of the drill instructor attitude, with Dr. Ignatius Piazza. And check it out for yourself. World famous. They are the top. They are number one. And they've trained tens of thousands of people. They've been written up by the New York Times, the Washington Post, you name it. Frontsight.com, FrontSight.com. Basically, it's $3,000 off the package. And this is for a limited time. Check out the free offer of the Springfield Armory XD pistol today at Frontsight.com. That's Frontsight.com, or you forget it, Infowars.com. Okay, let's continue with your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Jones. I want to thank you for taking my call. One quick comment real quick about your guests earlier. I think it's great what they're doing with FIT. And I think more people now are waking up to, you know, police brutality and that, because if you take a look at YouTube, even from a year ago to now, the number of police brutality videos and people that are documenting police misactions have exploded online. And so I
Well, the incredible part about it is that the EMTs in Oklahoma a month ago said this crazy cop came up, almost hit us in the back end. We pulled right over, and then he chased us. He went to his call, was nothing, came back, chased us down through a neighborhood, started screaming at us, started pushing on us. The cop story was they wouldn't get out of my way on purpose, and then they assaulted me. Then the squad car videos released and the EMTs told the truth, and the cops are on the news saying that exonerates them. This lunatic, we've shown you the video, comes up on the ambulance at 90 miles an hour. The ambulance pulls over, almost hits a car in the breakdown ditch. I mean, instantly gets over. And this cop's on a roid rage, or PTSD, he's back from Iraq, and the cops can't admit they're wrong, and that's what's making them get discredited. I know most cops aren't nuts like this guy. Why are the higher-ups protecting them is the question, and because they want the good guys to get disillusioned and leave. They want a bunch of Clockwork Orange-type thugs. Go ahead.
And, well, my main concern was the cap-and-trade bill today. I'm watching MSNBC because I watch a lot of multiple news sources, and I'm not just going to get my news from one place, because that's how you get dumbed down. And Obama's sitting there talking about how energy legislation in California during the 70s has led to, job creation, and that...
Stay there. We're back to you in 70 seconds. Yeah, I want to talk cap-and-trade. You want to be a feudal serf slave in the Soviet Union? You're one now if this passes.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live because I'm busy out here talking to the newspaper reporter who is here. Very devilish newspaper reporter, I should add. No, I'm just joking. I'm just teasing you. She doesn't like being teased. Hey, I'm the one that's going to end up. I'm the one under the microscope, not you. I'm not even going to talk about who's here exactly. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I meant devilish in a good way. Wayne Madsen, I'm just teasing her a bit. Wayne Madsen is, she'll get me back, don't worry. I know that, see. That's karma. Wayne Madsen is our guest for the next 30 minutes, but I wanted to finish up with John in Texas was bringing up the cap and trade, what's happening with that, and then we'll go right to Wayne Madsen. Finish your point, sir.
Well, he's saying that he's using California, and he's saying that the climate change reform that happened in the 70s has helped keep California's economy up to par with the rest of the nation, but I don't think he knows that California is bankrupt because he's out there touting California as, you know, that their cap and trade reform led to them creating jobs, but now California is bankrupt, so it's really not the best example he could be giving, you know, for economic reform is to say, hey, look at this bankrupt state. And let's model our
it's going to completely shut down the economy, and the only parts of the economy they're going to survive are the ones that get government funding. And that's what the big monopoly corporations aren't free market. They like, they're monopoly capitalists. And so you're going to see a vertical integration of the economy big time. This has nothing to do with the environment. There are some serious issues with the environment, like toxic waste, genetic engineering that have to be looked at and dealt with. This is a total takeover of all human activity, industrial activity on the planet. Just like Obama publicly, if you give big campaign contributions to Democrats, your $15 million Minnesota dealership gets to stay with your family. But if not, they just come and take it because the government runs GM now. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Madsen, I wanted to get him on because he's just always spot on. This guy's scary, right? But I guess he's up there at the National Press Club every day. He's hooked in with all these people. He formerly worked with the NSA and a security consultant for other unnamed government agencies. He's written for some of the biggest publications in the country, and a lot of times when I'm watching NSA or CIA hearings in Congress, I'll see Wayne Madsen there in the audience reporting. Wayne Madsen's a former U.S. Naval officer who assigned to the National Security Agency. He's also some 20 years experience in computer security and data privacy. He's also worked for the Naval Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Computer Science Corporation, and he wrote the bestseller Handbook for Personal Data Protection. And he writes, again, for the Progressive, CAQ, Counterpunch, Intelligence Newsletter, and a lot of other major publications. Wayne Madsen, we're about to break, but I want to get you on about the flu. You were right about that being manufactured in a lab from your source. Now they admit it. And I wanted to get into the economy and a lot more. But first off, what do you think of the cap and trade?
Well, you know, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And, you know, certainly trying to save the planet is a good intention, but it's the mechanics we see you know, this whole thing with the carbon credit trading, it looks like it's just another one of these scams that's being perpetrated. The carbon exchanges, you know, I mean, it looks like people are making money and, you know, today Bernie Madoff was sentenced to 150 years in prison for running a Ponzi scheme, but I think there's a lot more Ponzi schemes out there that have yet to be uncovered.
Well, we know Madoff acted alone, and now the 170 plus billion that they're now saying they've seized is going into a black hole. But come on, Ken Lay came up with carbon trading. Ken Lay's a fine, upstanding person, Wayne. Matson, don't engage in conspiracy theories. We'll come back with more, you know. Come on, Ken Lay. I think it's great that Al Gore owns the carbon trading company. I'm going to be paying taxes directly to him. Wayne Madsen, stay there. We'll be right back with you.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I forgot to tell you guys, go up to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, because that's where it's posted, top story, of Wayne Madsen on Russia Today. I want to play a clip of that later before he leaves us, because I want to give credit where credit's due. Of the reporters I know out there, I would interview Wayne Madsen 5, 6, 7 years ago, and I knew he was a credible reporter, but you know, sometimes that he kept breaking big news, I would, you know, think, man, could this guy be for real? And he just continues to be right about everything, and he just is always telling us when I call him up to come on every few weeks about other big stories he's working on. He put us on to a reporter about white supremacists in the Army and FBI and BATF, and tied into Von Braun, and I looked at it and found some news reports in the hit and from a decade ago about it, but I was still vetting it before I named a bunch of top Army officers and people. And then suddenly it's on the National Press Club this weekend, you know, big news. So maybe we'll get him to talk a little bit about that as well, because he's really got his ear to the ground. And of course, he worked in intelligence, and the U.S. government reports on intelligence. But bird flu, the first person, I said it's obviously manufactured, just as a layman interviewing scientist, because I knew you don't get a suddenly new mutation strain that's part pig, part bird, part human, with no lineage, a normally occurring, you know, nature developed flu strain. From all the scientists and virologists we talked to, has a pedigree. You know, it's like if I have my wife has a French bulldog. We know it comes from French bulldogs. We know those were developed 300 years ago in England, and then the French got them, and they have certain characteristics. Same thing. But it's like if a purple poodle with yellow eyes shows up, you know that was genetically engineered. Somebody manipulated the dog DNA to get that. And they have glowing jellyfish dogs. That's Washington Post. People won't believe that. Google glowing jellyfish dogs. I'm going to put that on screen. But the point is, with the analogy here, is that this flu just came out of nowhere. And then Madsen said he had sources. He had sources in government, sources in media, scientists. And exactly what he said then, a month later, came out. And mainstream news, BBC, and others reported, yeah, it was made in a lab. But they won't say where. These scientists know who makes these. They know the pedigree of even manufactured ones. Why won't they say? And now Baxter Pharmaceutical tied in with putting live bird flu in with vaccine production labs, and that gets covered up, and then homeless die in Europe in secret vaccine trial. Just absolute, yeah, there it is, glow-in-the-dark dogs. Now, that's just the idea in the San Francisco Chronicle. They actually made them. They have glow-in-the-dark monkeys. Put up glow-in-the-dark monkeys. They have those part jellyfish. People won't believe me unless they see it. Okay, going back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, go ahead, tell us, how did you know about the flu, and what's your latest intel?
Well, you know, this whole thing with this so-called swine flu, which is really a hybrid flu. The Centers for Disease Control even calls it a novel flu. Even they're saying this is new because of the appellation they've gave it. They've given this particular virus. I first heard about this from a researcher who's a virologist who's looking at this in a laboratory. And this is a researcher. What a compelling story. I'd love to identify this person, but it would, you know, give person's identity away. And right now, this individual is conducting the research, and everything this person has told me has come to pass. I heard in late April, early May, the prediction of this researcher was this thing was going to multiply around the world, and in a couple months, every country on the planet would have infections, and that has turned out to be true.
Yeah, we're now level six, and then you went further that they were, this researcher told you they were planning a big hyped fear pandemic, or maybe even a mutated real one in the fall. You said this 3 months ago when it first, and now they're saying that on the news, forced inoculations. This is getting scary, Wayne.
Well, right. The other prediction of the researcher was that it would begin to mutate, and that any vaccine that would be created to handle the new mutated, the present virus right now, the AH1N1, if it mutates, that vaccine would not work against that particular form of the flu. Now we know from Brazil and Germany that this flu is now mutating, so that prediction has come true. And now we know that it came out in the news today that that the this mutated version of the flu is now, the vaccine won't help. It's resistant to the vaccine. So all this has come to pass. And, I just believe that this individual, who's working very closely with the person who created this virus in a laboratory, was right on the money. And the fact is, it was man-made. It was a Jurassic Park type thing. Some scientists backed by the U.S. Army, Fort Detrick, and the National Institutes of Health dug up the corpse of a very obese Eskimo woman who died of this in the 1918 pandemic, found some tissue they could use, took it back to the Armed Forces Pathology Institute in Rockville, Maryland, which is just down the highway from Fort Detrick,
and recreated this and then began to gene splice it. And that's what we have today with the H1N1, what they call swine flu. I call it hybrid flu. CDC calls it novel flu. But it is a flu that was created in a petri dish. And the question is why? And as I suggested today, I think the FBI should start investigating this. They should seize the records. Start interviewing these people, and there's also a lab in Canada involved in Winnipeg, the National Microbiology Lab, and the RCMP should do the same thing there, but so far we see nothing.
Absolutely. This is scary because they're hyping it. The media is saying it's going to get bad in the fall when it's only killed less than 30, 40 people, depending on what numbers you look at. And then you got all these scientists saying, yeah, it's been manipulated genetically from a lab somewhere, but then there's no big debate about the mystery of where it came from. Instead of it's a mystery about, you know, did Jacko, Michael Jackson, commit suicide? I mean, you know, I don't care about Michael Jackson. I care about my kids dying of some weaponized flu, and I care about forced inoculations for a flu vaccine. They admit it's already mutated. It won't even help you. I mean, I'm worried about the imploding economy. I'm worried about Northcom, the police state, and instead it's all about Michael Jackson while all of this is happening. What are your inside sources, if any, saying? I mean, can you tell us then if this person, this source, is the scientist you talked to, it says they know who produced it? Do they know why it was produced? Do they know if this was done in research and then somebody took it from them? Anything else, Wayne?
Just I've gotten from the researcher is that one thing that these researchers do is they try to eliminate every other possibility. The one thing that has been eliminated is this did not come from any animal. So this is you can lay that one to rest. The pigs are getting a bad rap on this. Remember when it first started in Mexico, they tried to blame it on some a pig farm down there that was run by Smithfield, and that's not true. It didn't come from there. The media tried to hype that.
And that's now admitted, by the way. You said that day one. That's now admitted.
Right, right. And this researcher is now stating that the feeling is that it was engineered to sell vaccines. And that's the, you know, there's the profit motive. The individual who created this actually has a financial interest in a company that manufactures, a laboratory that manufactures the vaccine or is trying to find the vaccine to manufacture for this particular strain and maybe future mutated strains. So it looks like this is a situation where there was a criminal intent here all along, and I'm surprised that the FBI, the RCMP, and other law enforcement agencies aren't looking at that, because now it was reported that over a million people are infected in the United States, and some 34,000 in New York City alone.
Yeah, that's USA Today and Reuters. Now, again, it's perfect. It's novel, so normal virologists look at it and get scared, but it's not that bad acting. So it's perfect to spread, create fear, but not actually kill a lot of people. Is that what they're planning, just to sell vaccines, or is it cold-bloodedly designed? I know they have these that mutate to then become airborne, more airborne, and kill more people.
Well, I think all possibilities are on the table as far as this is concerned. It's just the amazing thing is how the media, you know, hyped it when it was in Mexico, and what we had, you know, about 70 people infected there. Now we have over a million in this country, and only 1,000 in Europe being reported. So it's clear that the United States is ground zero for this. We just had the first reported case in Nepal today. A family came back where from the United States. If you look at all these countries, they're experiencing infections. Nine times out of 10, the people have just traveled from the United States.
That's right. They're now saying the epicenter is either China or the United States, but you're saying China, that's a red herring. That would make sense because we're more healthy here, and so we're not dying of it, but Mexico is the perfect incubator, Mexico City, because they're so run down.
Well, and there's another interesting factor here, too. Back in early May, there was an individual who was traveling from the National Microbiology Lab in Winnipeg to take up a new job at the National Institutes of Health here in Bethesda, Maryland. This individual was a native of the Ivory Coast in Africa, caught at the border, the North Dakota-Manitoba border, bringing in vials with Ebola virus,
a genetic material, an HIV genetic material.
Yeah, I saw that in the news. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? The guy was put in jail. He went to trial. The U.S. District Court, I believe it was in Fargo or maybe Grand Forks. I don't remember that, but the person was given a fine, a small fine, and the sentence was the 17 days in jail he had already served. So that's what that's what somebody gets for trying to bring virulent strains of Ebola, of all things, into the United States. You know, you try to travel with some shampoo on a plane, you're probably going to get a year in jail.
Well, we got Dr. Pianca running around, Dr. Eric Pianca running around the countryside, saying he can't wait for airborne Ebola to kill 90% of us. Wayne Madsen, let's finish up with this and then get into the white supremacists in the U.S. government. That story you were telling about behind the scenes has now come out in mainstream news.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Watch me, I got it. Hey, I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that.
Okay, let's go right back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, anything else on this flu situation?
I would just say that watch for this thing now to the mutations to be reported. We've got some initial reports from Brazil. The German scientists have looked at it. They're claiming it was undergoing mutation, rapid mutation. I would note that the day I talked about this virus mutating, I was on Russia Today. That was on at 12 noon Moscow time. The same day, Margaret Chan, a director of the World Health Organization, was in Moscow, and there was a news conference, and she was pointedly asked, is this virus mutating? And she denied that it was. So we're not getting the straight scoop from the World Health Organization, even though they've declared this a level 6 pandemic. And certainly the Centers for Disease Control, which were for weeks saying that, you know, they were undercounting the number of infections in this country. Now we find out that over a million people are infected here. So there's a real problem with getting good information from these so-called public health, international and national public health organizations.
Well, Wayne, that was the question I wanted to ask you. 3 or 4 days into the panic, a city official I know, I'll just leave it at that, came to the office and brought the internal memorandum from a CDC meeting with state and city officials in San Antonio, where they didn't shut down some schools, just north of San Antonio. And it said, we're telling the public we're at level 4. We're already at level 5. In 92 hours, or is it 96? Point is, this is 90-plus hours. We're really going to level 6, but no one's going to be told. And I went on air and posted, you know, the document, and people didn't believe me. And then later it came out, oh, we're at level 6. We've been under it a while. So it's almost like they're drilling for when there really is a level 6 someday. It's like they're saying it's a level 6 in name only for worldwide pandemic, but I mean, I have that document, and the document says there have been many more deaths and many more illnesses, and I kept getting that chatter from other state and federal people I know. So is this like a fire drill, or is this the real deal?
Well, we don't know how this is going to mutate. As a matter of fact, the news today is it's in the mainstream media anyway that this may mutate into a more virulent strain. So we may not have seen the worst yet. The worst may be coming, but certainly we haven't seen, the health minister of India criticized this country for not screening people leaving the United States, because we are the point of infection for many of these countries now that are experiencing their first cases, whether it's one individual. In the case of Nepal, with a family of three traveled from New York back there. Same reports from many, many different countries around the world that the first cases are from the United States, but there seems to be no interest by our public health officials here to try to stop the spread of this overseas. We've got over a million cases, but we're seeing a huge spike today reported in England. Australia is a very bad situation. Australia, and the worst case scenario is those countries that have no public health infrastructure, and now we have the first cases now being reported in Sub-Saharan Africa, India. And the word, you know, Bangladesh, can
everywhere.
You imagine how many people live there and how easily that will be spread in a country like that?
Why secretly have a level 6 months ago and then announce it a few weeks ago? What's your angle on that? Or any of the intel people you know, any of the press people you talk to? I mean, what are they saying?
Well, you would think that this would be very transparent. You know, a public health issue, why sit on information? That would be like sitting on weather reports. But the way they're dealing with this, we might as well be dealing with meetings at the Federal Reserve. A lot of this stuff is just being held very close. You would think you would want to inform the public
about a pandemic, but we see information being withheld on a daily basis, and it makes no sense. And I have to think that there's some, you know, criminal predicate to all this, and it would be nice to see them investigate it. But I'm not holding my breath, because it would have been nice to see the FBI really investigate the anthrax attacks on the media and Congress, and they blame this poor Dr. Ivins, who was actually trying to find the perpetrator. They said, you know, it was him after, of course, you know, he committed.
And now it's coming out that his DNA at the mailbox doesn't match, and that he's basically innocent, and nobody wants to talk about how he died in the government mental institution. They just say he took his own life. Yeah, locked up in a mental institution when they secretly grabbed him. Wayne, I know you're a busy guy. I have to go in a meeting. Do five more minutes on the racist angle, if you can, on the other side of this quick break. Can you do that?
Sure.
Okay, great. WayneMadsonReport.com. That's WayneMadsonReport.com, linked up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll also come out of the break and put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Stay with us. This is GCN.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
You know, the term twittering around is kind of ruined now, because I would always use that term. He was twittering about, you know, ninnying. It's kind of a knitting, chirping. But now Twitter, kind of like, instead of saying a search engine, you got to say Google. People want me to use the names of other systems and not plug Google, but that's now the universal term. I've got to use the semantic lexicon to communicate with people. Hannah Montana is on her Twitter account asking who I am, and then they say, Heidi's boyfriend, Spencer Pratt, is a big InfoWars fan, and post to his Twitter account. And then it's all these people talking about me. What's interesting about this is that when I go to Hollywood, literally, there aren't really any stars I've ever met or run into that aren't already fans of the show. And, of course, Rick Linklater talked about how he gave my films to Bruce Willis, and that woke him up, and people didn't believe it. And then Vanity Fair asked him about it, and they kind of left me out of it. But then that's where the quote came from in Vanity Fair of him saying, yeah, the people that killed Kennedy still run the government, and I'm not left or right anymore. And that's what Rick Linklater, I mean, the point is, all these people, Keanu Reeves, I didn't wake up Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen was already very, very awake, but we're really good friends. But the exciting thing is when Hannah Montana starts to ask who I am, you know we're having an effect. All right, I'm going to shove about that and go back to Wayne Madsen. But Wayne, before we get into the white supremacists riddling the government, according to some of the reports some of your colleagues have been putting out in your own research, you've written some articles on it, now coming out mainstream news as usual, you're kind of over the horizon sight. Liberty, freedom, waking up to the corporate structure, it is really exploding exponentially. Do you agree with that?
Oh, certainly. And I think, you know, the fact is more people are now going to the Internet for their news and they're getting off those George Orwell telescreens, the 24/7 cable news networks, which is they're nothing more than propaganda. And, now here in Washington, we have under construction a place called the Institute, the U.S. Institute for Peace, which is really the U.S. Institute for War. That's right out of Orwell. This is going to be the big neocon citadel here in Washington, and they're going to be talking about all kinds of, U.S. intervention in other countries. Latest one, of course, is Honduras, where it looks like our fingerprints are all over that coup.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because it's coming out. The generals, as you know, people may not, but once you talk about it, because you were in intelligence, that they are were trained at School of Americas. He was going to legalize drugs. He was actually fighting the cartels. CIA didn't let that happen. That's their main business. But getting into the racists, we saw Von Braun. He attacks in 81 or 82 with fake dynamite and a gun. They disarm him easily. He's held for 6 years. He's then released. He's got all these weird Southern Poverty Law Center connections. You know, they got caught running the white supremacist compound in Elohim City with McVeigh, according to FBI documents declassified. And suddenly Von Braun, right when they're trying to pass all these hate crimes laws, and it got it passed through the House. It happened right as that vote was happening. Now going to the Senate, Von Braun pops up, and it turns out when we were at the National Press Club interviewing you and others that some of the reporters you introduced us to, and now it's been national news, were saying Von Braun was tied into special forces, colonels, commanders, connections of white supremacists, the good old boy roundup from 92 on 60 Minutes with the BATF and FBI selling N-word hunting licenses. Break that down.
Well, the number one person on this is a fellow by the name of John Edward Hurley, and we actually had a forum at the press club on Friday about Justice Department malfeasance and some political prosecutions, notably against Governor Siegelman of Alabama and a few other high-ranking Democrats in the southern states. But one of the things, Hurley was a longtime colleague of the White House press correspondent, Sarah McClendon, who actually was more senior than Helen Thomas. She died a few years ago, but John Hurley was onto this back during Iran-Contra, where he noted that a lot of the people involved with these white supremacist Klan, neo-Nazi organizations.
That's like G. Gordon Liddy with Nixon thought that he was like a German general, but go ahead.
Right. Well, he found out that many of these people were involved in Iran-Contra. They were in the Reagan administration. They were in the Bush 1 administration. More recently, they were in the George W. Bush administration. A lot of these individuals were also paid informants of the FBI, and we know that one person whose name was mentioned as a guy who worked with Von Braun, this guy Todd Blodgett, he came right out and said he was a paid informant.
that these people all were in the Bush one administration, a lot of them were in the Bush one administration. And I remember my days at Ole Miss where, my history professors, Southern history professors were telling me back during the days, the Klan, that there were so many FBI infiltrators. One FBI agent who had infiltrated the Klan would be reporting on other Klan members who turned out to also be FBI agents.
In fact, there were some meetings where there'd be five people and four of them would be FBI.
You didn't know about the fifth. but anyway, this is a big problem. And now many of these people have glommed onto this anti-terrorism, counter-terrorism thing after 9/11. But they're there. They've infiltrated. As you say, they're in many, many different parts of the government, both as political appointees, as we saw with under the Reagan and Bush administration, but others are senior civil service. But you have to wonder about just what is the FBI up to when they're running these people and then they commit these acts.
Wayne, that's my question is, I'm sure you remember 60 Minutes in 92, where the militia guys went in and they were hanging black people in effigy. BATF, FBI, close to 1,000, I think, at the meeting. Was it Alabama or South Carolina? In fact, pull up Good Old Boy Roundup for me. And they were selling, N-word hunting licenses and all this. And I researched it more, and it's not just that the FBI and BATF and CIA are running the white supremacist groups, getting them to stage attacks and then take our rights, but they really are Nazis. So, what is going on? And then meanwhile, the ADL is like over them somehow. Very bizarre mixture of people.
Well, I have to point out, I live in Arlington, Virginia, and this is where George Lincoln Rockwell had his American Nazi Party headquarters. And here's a guy who was a commander in the Navy during World War II. Could you imagine? We lose over 600,000 people fighting the Axis in that war. This guy Rockwell is running a ladies' magazine in Manhattan, but decides all of a sudden to come to the Washington area and start the American Nazi Party. I heard from an old friend of mine, now deceased, who investigated Rockwell for Reader's Digest magazine and found out that a lot of his money was actually coming from the ADL. George Lincoln Rockwell, when he ran that magazine in New York, his biggest advertisers for U.S. Lady were Bergdorf Goodman, Macy's, Saks, Gimbel's, all these Jewish-owned department stores. Why in the world would he just then turn around, come to Washington, and start the American Nazi Party? Well, it's obvious that that he was part of this idea. We've got to keep our thing going, so we start this guy up, and we can point to him and say, look, there's still a threat. I think this has been going on for decades in this country, and the FBI is perfectly content to work with some of these people. And I think I think it's part of this Hegelian dialectic where you have two sides playing off against one another.
They got to have an enemy to take the general public's liberties and freedoms and spy on us. And so every time I research Nazis, I find out they're joined to the hip with the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and the FBI. They're just a bunch of whacked out freaks. I mean, what do you think about this hate crimes bill? I was reading the subsection and found out it's passed the House, that it has the same subsection as the other act, the cyberbullying, where it says if you criticize someone and it hurts their feelings, the feds will charge you with a felony. I mean, Wayne, it seems on every front, federal government takeover, private Federal Reserve takeover, a water bill takeover of all water in the country. Everything's happening right now.
Well, this law may not survive the Supreme Court, because I would note today the Supreme Court ruled
against
Missouri. Against Missouri, which wanted to bring a charge against this Westboro Baptist Church, this guy where they picket the funerals of guys coming back from Iraq, guys that got killed over there. Supreme Court upheld the right of that Westboro, as nutty as they are. They said they had every right to picket these funerals.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the First Amendment is to protect nuts like that, who are really, I think, very distasteful. But it's there for distasteful speech, not for speech you like. Go ahead.
Right. So I would say, based on the Supreme Court's ruling today, that hate crime legislation may not pass muster, because somebody obviously is going to bring suit against that if they're ever charged under that. And the Supreme Court, we've already got now the Supreme Court ruling in that particular area. So I don't think it'll pass.
Wayne, I've got to say, the Supreme Court, a lower federal court, had said they could strip search little girls because she was gave a friend a Advil, and they strip searched her. And the lower court said they could do that. The higher court, as you know, last Friday said they couldn't. So we're actually seeing.
Except for Clarence Porno Thomas, he said it was perfectly okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I have to say, we've been seeing some half decent rulings out of the Supreme Court. What's going on up there?
Well, you know, we've got David Souter, who turned out to be the worst nightmare for the neocons and their whole agenda. He's being replaced. My take on Sotomayor, even though she, the court ruled against her ruling on that New Haven firefighters deal where they said that they were subject to reverse discrimination exam. I have a feeling that Sotomayor is going to be very much like Judge Souter. The word is that she's very big on privacy issues, although there's not a whole lot of case law there, but people who know her, read her decisions, feel that she's really going to be another Souter. So we may see the court not move at all, especially in the area of, cracking down on free speech.
Hey, Wayne, I was just on WayneMadsenReport.com, and I'm sorry I'm ignorant. I missed so many things. None of us are omnipresent here. You have a legal defense fund? What happened with that?
Well, I was arrested in Alexandria back in March while interviewing a source. The source was arrested by the local gendarmes, and I asked what the charges were. They said they weren't going to tell me. Gave me a bunch of grief, and the next thing I knew, I was under arrest, charged with Elizabethan England law was still in the books here in Commonwealth of Virginia. It's drunk in public, but it also means disorderly conduct, a failure to obey a police officer.
Yeah, that's one of their favorites.
I they decided not to prosecute that, but it's a whole other thing now. I've got to get the record expunged, and that's actually done by a higher court where there's really no right of appeal. So I just found out Friday that the Commonwealth is not going to contest the expungement, but it continues. And the whole
I mean, what's going on in Virginia and D.C.? I was there for Bilderberg last year, and everywhere I went, I would try to videotape from parks, the Washington Monument from 100 yards away, and cops would run up and threaten to arrest me, and they told me I couldn't videotape the White House, but they weren't just doing it to me. Old ladies, families, Boy Scout groups. And they'd say, we don't care. No, it's not tourism, it's terrorism. And then this happened in Kansas City to my camera guys. What is going on?
Well, that has been a problem since 9/11. I have a friend who was trying to take a picture of the D.C. Superior Court, of all places, and he was threatened with arrest, and they threatened to seize his camera. But this is all part of a whole post-9/11 thing. You can't take pictures of anything.
But it's all color of law. They don't even have a law.
There's no law. It's just whatever the cop feels at the time. And nine times out of ten, the judge will go along with whatever the cop says.
All right, Wayne Madsen, you've given us a lot of time. In closing, Honduras, obviously we hear, he wasn't supposed to run again. He's evil. Well, he was trying to have a referendum. And then we know the West had been targeting him for overthrow. He had called for the decriminalization of drugs, saying that it was basically a CIA operation and that the drug dealers didn't like him. And so I guess because he wanted to end the drug war, again, the drug dealers want to keep it illegal out there for folks who don't understand this. That's how they make their profits. Key leaders of Honduran military coup were trained in the U.S. Wayne, what are you hearing up there on the Hill or up there at the press club on this?
Well, what I'm hearing is that the foreign minister of Honduras, Patricia Rodas, tried to call the American ambassador in Tegucigalpa. She got no answer. Obama's saying that he's urging calm. He said he's only going to recognize President Zelaya, the guy who was ousted as the true leader, but I say, talk is cheap. Let's look at the actions. I see no effort to sever relations with that military junta, no effort to impose economic sanctions. We see nothing. We have 600 U.S. troops stationed at Stotocano Air Base in Honduras. What was their role? What did they know? What did the NSA know? They're eavesdropping out of actually NSA Texas, which is up in San Antonio at the Medina Annex. They knew what was coming down. Our troops down there know what was happening. We had a U.S. Southern Command team arrive at another Honduran Air Force base, conveniently at the same time the coup was underway. So this looks like it's the same thing that was going on against
Hugo Chavez and his coup turned out to be an aborted coup in 2002.
Yeah, they grabbed him and put him on an airplane, and then something happened when his troops rebelled and took the Capitol back over.
Exactly.
They turned around and flew him back in 2002. That was in March.
Exactly, and whoever planned this coup didn't want to make that same mistake, so they made sure that the Honduran military was on side. I think this is a textbook case of what they teach at the School of the Americas in Fort Benning. And they also assassinated the only leftist candidate for president in the elections in November. Cesar Ham was assassinated when the Honduran troops showed up to arrest him. He was killed. So this is much more than a constitutional crisis. This is a classbook military coup, the kind of things they teach at Fort Benning, Georgia, at the School of the Americas.
Well, since, yeah, where his top military brass were trained, who just overthrew him, the Iran situation, to have Obama saying we're not involved when the CIA officially, for at least 2.5 years, as you know, publicly says they were funding a student revolution, the guy that claims he's been cheated announced 2 hours before polls closed that he'd been cheated, when even U.S. polling companies said 2-1 for Ahmed Dinajid, who only won by 65% instead. I'm no defender of Ahmed Dinajid. The point is reality, and it seems like whatever Obama says, it's always the opposite. He says, oh, I want to be your friend, right as they launch the attempted overthrow. Do you agree with that?
Yes, and I would also note that a neocon named Kenneth Timmerman, the day before the election, started talking about the Green Revolution. Here we go with another Soros-colored thematic revolution. I think Soros' fingerprints are all over this. I would note that Ahmadinejad today said that this girl who was shot, he wants to investigate that. She was shot in the back, and they say there were no Iranian security forces around there at the time.
Exactly. It looks completely staged, and
yeah.
You know, her poor family, they have no idea. I mean, that thing looks staged 100%. Not that they don't shoot people, but that's certainly staged. I mean, that's what my gut said day one. I mean, by the way, they're
a martyr. Right. They needed a martyr, and they have one in her, whether she was willing or unwilling. She's the martyr, but Ahmadinejad is calling for an investigation.
Wayne, I'm going to let you go, but I got to have you up again. The San Antonio Current paper went out to photograph the cybersecurity building, NSA San Antonio. That I know you work for the NSA, so you can speak to this.
Right.
And they came out and arrested them and grabbed their tape off base. So, I mean, my God, they're the ones violating the law down there, spying on everybody, Wayne.
Absolutely, and they don't like the attention.
Well, they're going to get a lot more of it here. Wayne Madsen, yeah. God bless you. We're gonna beat these people with great patriots like you. WayneMadsenReport.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. InfoWars.com's our site. Stay with us. I'm going to get into a bunch of news when we get back. Hannah Montana.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Coming up on the final hour, time flies when you're fighting tyranny and thuggery. I want to take calls in this segment and the next, and continuing up to Richard Reeves joining us in studio. Is he in studio today, or is he going to be on the phone? He's already here? Okay, he's in studio. So that's coming up on the land grabbing and stuff. I want to take your calls on a host of issues coming up here. And then I want to get into thought crime bills, threat and talk radio, and cyberbullying, not about protecting kids. It's about shutting down the Internet. Now, that's Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. But don't believe me. Here is ABC 7 News, anti-bullying legislation, threat to free speech. Proponents say bullying can be stopped while preserving freedoms. They say this is for kids, but the way it reads is for everybody. And then we have the hate crime bill that's actually passed the House. And I want to read this to you, what it says. And if this doesn't kill the First Amendment, our beloved Republic's First Amendment, you know, the first of all rights, the right to free speech, I don't know what does. So that is coming up after I take some calls. And look, Watson says this is a big deal, and I guess he's right. You know, we've been critical of Hannah Montana on this same subject. We don't think she's a bad person. We think she's talented. It is brain rot for the young girls out there to kind of suck them into the deeper estuaries of the corporate mind control to make them feel inadequate so the New World Order can sell them Gardasil. But other than that, you know, we don't think Hannah Montana herself is a bad person. But we have been critical of her for supporting the end of the First Amendment. You know, she has her right to put out this tweeny stuff that I am trying to protect my daughters from. Now, everybody likes Hannah Montana. Paul Hartman there was saying he got a CD for his daughter. And look, I mean, it's pretty wholesome stuff overall. It just, I think girls grow up too quick, boys grow up too quick, and it kind of just is a vortex off into a whole other dimension. And I just don't like anything that, you know, tries to take over the life of my family. And I see it with other girls, but again, my criticism of her is not supporting the First Amendment. And so I hope people go and Twitter her more and ask her questions about why she supports this language here. But I'm going to cover that starting in the next hour. I'm going to go to your calls, though, for a while before I get into all of that. And then more on this key article that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. This is a maximum red alert. We only put these out every month or so. I'm asking listeners to hammer this through the mainstream media. Post this on every blog, message board, everywhere. This is an InfoWar imperative attack request. If you should choose to take this mission, we're asking you to. Red alert, the total takeover of America enters final phase. This is kind of a boil-down master article about the enemy's operation. They're clearly going for everything, including a hot police state after they've got this legislation done. This is, again, equivalent of a Soviet/Nazi purge that we're facing. This is highest level red alert, info warriors. Man the guns, smash the enemy, overrun them in the cyber domains immediately. In the info war, countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7654321. Engage. Let's blast it out there and expose these bastards making their criminal move on us right now. Let's blast down their climate change garbage with their global surf tax to the IMF and World Bank for world government, even as MSNBC is admitting. Let's blast the enemy on their water takeover. Let's blast them on their hate crimes takeover of the First Amendment, their attempt to totally gut the borders for the North American Union and the hemispheric travel ID pass and legalizing the illegal aliens. Let's stop them on all of their criminal activities. Let's defend the Republic. Engage the enemy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is your chance to go toe-to-toe with the New World Order propaganda masters. For this article, Red Alert, Total Takeover of America Enters Its Final Phase, the people need to see the full picture. Obama's approval rating by the next session of Congress is probably going to be 45. He won't be able to push anything through. Everybody's going to know he's a criminal liar. I'm going to play some more of the lies that he's now gone back on from the campaign. I think the final two promises he hadn't broken are now being broken. Not to raise taxes on people below $250,000 a year. That's a couple, so people below $125,000 a year, and not to have signing statements. He is the greatest liar this country's ever seen. He makes Slick Willie look like an honest schoolboy. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let us now go ahead and punch up the calls, and let's talk to Josh in Washington. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to thank you for what you're doing, and first-time caller. I've been listening for a while. I had a couple things I wanted to touch on. First one was cap and trade. And, you know, I wish I could fight these thugs the way you do. I wrote a strongly worded letter to Jim McDermott, our representative in the 7th here today. And I told him he couldn't tax me to live. And I reminded him he has until the 2nd to change his vote and threatened to run against him. You know,
well,
but,
you need to physically go to the Democrats that voted for it and the 8 Republicans' offices as a constituent. This is worth people flying to D.C., to get in and see your congressman. I mean, they need to have, you know, notes. If you're the next-door neighbor, leave a note on their car in a friendly way saying, please don't destroy the economy. Please don't give us a vertically integrated crony capitalist, monopoly capitalist slave system. Please don't be like the Chinese generals that own the Chinese, you know, companies. You know, for God's sakes, you know, have some humanity. And, I mean, they need to physically, like, Google the name of your congressman that voted for it and see when they're having events. You know, they have the motion to reconsider. In fact, guys, go to Infowars.com and pull it up. There's a story that we posted from the Daily Poll titled Climate Tax Traitors Have 4 days to Reconsider. It's now like 2.5. We have a counter we added to the story at Infowars and Prison Planet that shows the countdown. They have a few days to reconsider their vote left. So we need to call right now. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I guess the second thing I wanted to touch on, I had heard about this bill. I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was the one for, you know, compassionately allowing patients to, you know, put their terminal sickness to an end. And, I mean, I watched my mom die of cancer, and I know that it's a slippery slope to allow doctors to stray from the Hippocratic Oath, but on the other hand, to deny someone their personal choice isn't very patriotic. Am I missing something here? I kind of wanted your input on that.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I wasn't ignoring you, but I was looking at the screen. We have 2 days, 9 hours, 56 minutes, and 56 seconds to defeat it out of the House with a motion to reconsider. Go ahead and finish your point. You're saying exactly what about health care and cancer?
There are certain bills that are allowed, that they're putting forward to allow terminal patients to, euthanize themselves and their life, you know. And, I mean, I watched my mom die of cancer, and I wouldn't want to have to not have the choice if I wanted to.
Look, here's the problem. Nobody can stop you if you want to go buy a gun or hang yourself or take a bunch of pain pills. But hold on. And that's a decision you make. The whole point here is the government, the eugenicists running things, the bioethicist boards, they want to ration care. They have openly on record said that the government is basically going to, they're already euthanizing people in China and in Europe who don't want it. In some of the countries like the Netherlands, they have to put tattoos on themselves or bracelets saying, don't euthanize me. So the issue is they're already euthanizing the old and infirm. The Wall Street Journal had a whole series of articles written by Mr. White. We had him on years ago about how they Robert Wendland and people who would beg for food and water and be chained down and die of the rewards of the state. When the government's the guardian, they kill you. So it's already going on. That's why we're against those bills. Okay? They don't want to pay for you. It's eugenics. It's like carousel from Logan's Run. And so that's my position on that. More calls straight ahead. Two of Barack Obama's latest lies and betrayals. And he goes, oh, it's just politics. I just lied to you. So much fun.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633. or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, look, I want to try to go to the calls quicker now because I got a bunch of news I want to get to, but also really enjoy your calls. Always take us in important directions. Dave in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead, Dave.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm actually an injured Marine, and I'm an Iraq War veteran, and my brother called about in April about my house getting GPS right after I went to the Tea Party. And, I just thought I'd bring that up. But the main reason I was calling was my mother is a nurse, and she was invited to a symposium at a big hospital in the Chicagoland area, and it was about post-traumatic stress. And the main speaker was a retired Lieutenant General Honore, and... The whole thing was supposed to be about post-traumatic stress.
And it was all really about how we got to take the guns from the veterans.
Well, actually, it wasn't that. He started talking about, how we need to prepare for the next terrorist attack or the next natural disaster, and, how all these people need to get emergency kits ready, soon. They need to be preparing for something.
Yeah, no, they're going around all the federal and state agencies. We've confirmed in Indiana. They're saying get ready for millions to be buried dead out of Chicago, mass graves. I've gotten the internal state reports where they're going around surveying for mass graves all over the country for flu. And this was before the flu hyping started. And then I saw these dark winter drills and other drills dealing with it. And they may be using it as a cover for setting up their martial law grid and telling locals to scare them to go along with it, or they could be planning it. I mean, these are the guys that let black men die of syphilis and radiated children to death, foster children, and, they admittedly do all this in eugenics to our entire population. We're all basically, our neighbor gets grabbed, our cousin gets grabbed, all these young people are dying of cancer all around us, the mercury's in the shots, all of it, people are just dying everywhere, and it just slowly, they turn the ambient background up. You know, the corruption, the tyranny, the dehumanization just keeps fading up and up and up. And yes, they are going around GPSing everybody for phase one in the census. And then phase two is some people get a 200 question. Some get a 60 question. Some get a 40 question. Do you own guns? How much money do you have in the bank? And then bureaucrats show up with a little badge. This happened to me in 2000, threatening to arrest you if you don't answer what your stocks and bonds are in the American survey. You have a Fourth Amendment. You don't have to do that. And they don't care. It's just all about training us to be slaves. And I read that, it was in the London Telegraph about how in Afghanistan and Iraq, they pay the local tattletales to $5 a house. Some houses $40 a house. In fact, pull that up. I actually found the article the other day when I was going through it. I'm trying to remember the exact headline, where the drones then bomb innocent houses. But the troops and the intelligence officers say, we don't care. We just want to show higher-ups that we're hitting targets, because that's used then for the kill list and the death count. So they can say, we killed this many. That's why they bomb innocent people. And then the Pentagon likes it, because then it also makes the domestic population fight. And then they can say, see, there's an enemy. So they actually want to go out and kill innocent people to then generate a Taliban resistance or a Shiite resistance in Iraq or a Sunni resistance. And it's just totally diabolical. So they go and pay the locals to go throw a GPS in your house. It's the size of a penny. And then they fire cruise missiles into the house, killing the family. And meanwhile, kids that were playing video games 5 years ago are playing video games of killing people, and now they admit they're using Xbox controllers for tanks and drones, and the kids, they're running TV ads advertising, you like video games? Fly one for real. And they're in simulators targeting with the Predators and Grim Reaper drones, just blowing whole families apart. I mean, they admit it. In fact, I'm going to go dig it out of my file here in just a moment. Anything else, sir?
It was weird enough that he's talking about being ready for the next terrorist attack or whatever during a post-traumatic stress symposium. But halfway through the speech, he asked the audience, he goes, how many of you have microchips in your dogs? A couple of people raised their hands. And then he goes ahead and says, well, do you care more about your animals than you do about your kids? And it's like, yeah, it's for the children. Yeah, it's for the children.
So he was pushing implantable chips for the kids at a government symposium.
It wasn't government. It was at a hospital with a bunch of medical professionals there.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, just for people that just joined us, my cousin, who's been in the Army for 20 years plus now, he shows up, he calls us, I want to come over and have coffee. And he wasn't even stationed in Austin at the time. And he comes over, and he says, I went to a symposium at Fort Sam Houston, and they told over 200 officers in attendance that within 2 years we're all going to get chips. And he goes, my God, I heard you talk about that and got in your face about it at a family reunion. Then a couple years later, I asked him about it. He said, I'm not going to talk to you about it. National security. So he's probably got a chip. And they got these guys taking, but remember the Mexican attorney general made his employees take chips? Google that. They won't believe it. Mexican attorney general's employees take chips. ABC News. And so then what's happening is, remember Tommy Thompson? Next to Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson went to schools nationwide and told the kids they all need to take implantable chips. Next to that. First to Mexican attorney general makes employees take chips, and then do Tommy Thompson tells kids take chips. And he was on the payroll of Applied Digital Solutions, the microchip company, a subgroup of IBM. It's a front company. There it is. Microchips implanted in Mexican officials, MSNBC attorney general, prosecutors carry security pass under skin. Now, hit them with the next one. Hit them with the next one. Google, what was the next one I was telling you? What was the other headline I wanted about implantable chips? But anyways, so what else was said? So get ready for martial law. Basically, it's for your safety and take implantable chips. What was next?
Well, I actually emailed him. I went on the internet and I found his email address. This is a general who's in charge of a joint task force, Katrina. He was all involved in that. And I asked him about how he felt about the gun confiscation that happened there in Katrina. And I also asked him not to encourage people to get microchip because it's something you do.
Now,
he's the
take charge. He's a black guy, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so tell me what happened next.
All right, so I emailed him asking about that, and then so I almost instantaneously I get this response back, and he goes, "I didn't call for babies to get microchipped or anything, just some tech or maybe some bracelets for the elderly," which is a lie. He openly called for microchips.
Well, see, that's a Pentagon op. They always say they're doing it, but the minute you resist, they go, "Ooh, you're crazy." Ooh,
right.
You know, it's like Waco when the tanks are smashing in and shooting the people. They were saying, "This is not an assault. Come out with your hands up." And they came out and they shot them. It's just like Tokyo Rose going, GIs, you're losing, you're not going to win, you know, broadcast even as Japan was falling a month before they dropped bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In World War One, the Germans and the French at each other would say, you're losing, you've lost the war, did you hear the Kaiser gave up, did you hear the French command gave up, and people would believe it. So, again, the Pentagon op is it never exists. You can have them saying they want to put chips in all Americans. When you say you don't want it, they go, well, I had psychology today on the phone with me repeatedly, and I will say, are they calling for a new world order? And he would just go, you feel they're after you. And I would say, no. I mean, I've got all these articles. It's a new world order. Uh-huh. And you feel you're persecuted. And you know, again, I just told the guy from psychology today, I said, buddy, go ahead and say I'm making it all up. It only discredits you. Okay,
right,
we're sitting in the game. You're drinking soda. Hey, hold on. He's drinking sodium fluoride, too. He's got his kids getting shot up with mercury. This eugenic situation run by these Nazis isn't the game. And all of us are under attack from it. And it's time to wake up and stop these bastards. God almighty. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I agree 100%, Alex. And then, so, and he goes, as for guns, he goes, American laws allow us to own guns. And I was like, okay, well. So
but the law allows us to restrict the guns, he will add.
Right.
There's a Second Amendment, but we have a right to restrict it. That's what they say. Go ahead.
I sent back, I was like, well, if our laws allow us to own guns, why would they confiscate during Katrina? And then he sends back, local or state and federal laws don't allow people to go into the shelters armed. And by shelters, he obviously means FEMA camps. So I sent him back an email that I got no response to yet. And I said, well, what if people don't want to go into the FEMA camps because they don't want to turn their guns? What happens then? Do they get arrested? I mean, come on.
Look, they're getting ready when they implode the economy to release flu to scare everybody to go along with it or stage terror attacks, and they'll put us under their wings. Oh, we're the bankers. We love you. It's a sickening, degenerate psyop. And the NSA and the CIA and Defense Intelligence, you all work for foreign banks. You're running a coup on America just like you did to third world countries, just in slow motion, because you want to make sure when you take us down, you win. You are destroying your own nest. You're burning down your own bed, you idiots. My God, you're traitors. I appreciate your call. God bless you. You ought to write an article about that and write and your mom and the story and all of it to writers@infowars.com. Okay? Everybody, or articles@infowars.com. Either one of those. More and more, we're getting great listener content. We post it up there in the op-ed section. Okay. I want to come back and get into hate crimes, and then we'll continue with calls and come up in about 15 minutes. We got Richard Reeves in here about land grabbing that's going on and how to fight that. But I wanted to get into this. Plus, I've got Obama lies here that we really need to go over with everybody. Two different lies. First off, they're saying, hey, we may go ahead and tax everybody now. We may go ahead and put taxes on everybody increases. Sorry, it's not just if you make $125,000 individually or $250,000 together. And, we're doing signing statements on the $108 million defense supplemental, and he's saying he's going to ignore what Congress said. Oh, I'm sorry, he's doing everything Cheney did. And then Axelrod on TV just goes, this is what you do in politics. And I talk to Obama supporters, and they go, lying's what you do. See, he's now their liar. Like, Republicans didn't care if Bush lied about WMDs because he's our liar and we're conservative. And now they're like, Obama's lying, that's evil. And the Democrats are, that's right, and we're running things and you're just jealous. Meanwhile, the idiot Republicans, the idiot Democrats, are all losing their houses, losing their jobs, losing their future because they've identified with the two political parties like a brand of soft drink or football team or automobile. Wake up, you're not part of the establishment. Wake up.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
White House open to new tax on health benefits of all Americans. That's out of MSNBC. And they campaigned against raising it on middle-class families. He's raising that tobacco tax. They're not getting rid of cigarettes. It's like gambling. The government's just grabbing it. It's like Nevada taxing hookers. It's a pimp game, folks. They're taking everything over. You're going to pay 110%, and you're going to get your teeth knocked out, and you're going to thank them for it. And you're going to drink some brain-numbing fluoride. Because the pimp game is to keep your whores drugged out of their mind. And we're the government's whores. Well, I'm telling you, I'm not your whore. I'm getting off the pimp game reservation here. Let's go ahead and play him with signing statements first, though. This is Obama, and then I have AP and several other articles where he's now doing signing statements on the $108 billion Pentagon supplemental. So it's like a trillion plus now they get. So let's go ahead and roll that.
When Congress offers you a bill, do you promise not to use presidential signage to get your way?
Yes.
A promise? Hold on, back that up. Play it again. Because all the lies we have in the Obama deception, and we have a viewer's guide bibliography at theobamadeception.net, are all on record he lied about everything. Not hiring lobbyists, not expanding the wars, bring the troops home immediately, not keep any there, just on and on and on, going to get rid of the Patriot Act, going to get rid of indefinite detention, going to prosecute Bush and Cheney, all lies. People deny he said that. Here he is during the campaign saying, I promise no signing statements. Play it again.
Do you promise not to use presidential signage to get your way?
Yes.
You hear that? He's a liar. Play it again. Let's see him lie to you again. And now it's like, well, they all lie. That's right. And that's why they're going to take everything you got. As soon as they figure it out, you'll roll over. You're broke back. You've capitulated. Then they're going to run a pimp game on you. And look, and Obama is the pimp daddy president, folks. And he's running a pimp game, just like George Bush did, just like Bill Clinton did. Now here he is running the pimp game, lying to his bitches. Baby, you come with me over here in my harem. Hold on, back it up. You come over here with me in my little brothel. I'm going to take good care of you, baby. And now, 6 months later, he's beating her with a coat hanger. They're at the pimp crib. And she's saying, you promised me it was going to be nice. He said, I did. Bam! Right in the face. Now here he is, pimp game. The pimp game president. Here he is, pimping the hose.
Do you promise not to use presidential signage to get your way?
Yes.
Yeah, let's hit pause. And, of course, the CIA was also not involved in Iran, even though they admit they're running the whole operation. But, see, the pimp game says a lot of the dumbest people on Earth. Are you the dumbest people on Earth? Play the pimp game again. Play him again.
Presidential signage to get your way.
Yes.
Oh, now he goes further in the lie. Let me show you how you lie to somebody. Here we go.
Let me just explain.
See that little tick? I'm gonna run a scam on the bitch. And he just starts like, you know, patting on the microphone. Oh, yeah, here we go, baby. I'm gonna watch this. And he's to all his people, watch me lie to him. Watch me play the Pied Piper. Watch these rats follow me right into the river. Watch this. Here we go. Come on. Drum beat. Here he is lying. Here we go. Play it.
I'm familiar with this issue.
Now back it up. I want you to see him. Before he lies, liars always have a tick. I'm going to get the lie straight. Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, here we go. Here goes the lie. Here goes the pimp game.
Let me just explain for those who are unfamiliar with this issue. We've got a government designed by the founders so that there'd be checks and balances. You don't want a president who's too powerful or a Congress who's too powerful or a court who's too powerful. Everybody's got their own role. Congress's job is to pass legislation. The president can veto it or he can sign it. But what George Bush has been trying to do as part of his effort to accumulate more power in the presidency is he's been saying, well, I can basically change what Congress passed by attaching a letter saying, I don't agree with this part or I don't agree with that part. I'm going to choose to interpret it this way or that way. That's not part of his power. But this is part of the whole theory of George Bush that he can make laws as he's going along. I disagree with that. I taught the Constitution for 10 years. I believe in the Constitution, and I will obey the Constitution of the United States. We're not going to use signing statements as a way of doing an end run around.
Yay, you my pimp!
All right.
And they got on board. And they'll get on board with the next Republican pimp daddy because they like being suckers, and they're out of their minds on fluoride, alcohol, Prozac, and Ritalin. Well, I'm not your slave. Just because you got all those cowardly sheep to go along with you, don't think you're pimping me and conning me, Buster.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip.
And one of my shaving cuts opened up. That never happens.
Will you partake of that last offered cup?
All right, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Richard Reeves is in studio with us, and I want to, as promised, get to Anti-Illuminati Nevada, Michael Joseph Stewart, Leah in Kentucky, and others before the show ends. And, Richard, I appreciate you coming into studio. Talking about mind control, talk about the pimp game, I want to just show a clip. And because of time constraints, just go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and you can see Axelrod, one of the White House operators, one of the strategists, on there telling Stephanopoulos, another Clinton operative, basically one of his colleagues, that, yeah, we're probably going to go ahead and look at raising taxes on people's health care and a bunch of other stuff below $125,000 a year apiece, or $250,000 as a couple. And they've already raised a bunch of other taxes. So the point is that Obama's lying about that. Do you guys have that clip? Trying to pull it up. We had it earlier here. I sent it to you at the start of the show in the IM. Well, it doesn't matter. At the end of the show, we'll just show people the article so that they can at least be aware of that and know what is going on with that report. Here it is. Top White House advisor: Obama won't rule out middle-class tax hike. I can just do it this way, good old-fashioned way, right here on screen for people. Folks can just zoom in on that, give you a source on that. And you can see a clip of Obama saying we're not going to raise taxes on anybody but over $250,000 a year in any way. You have my pledge, an absolute pledge from him. And then it cuts to the White House now saying, oh, get ready, we're going to raise your taxes probably on those below it. So top White House advisor: Obama won't rule out middle class tax hike. Okay, going to Richard Reeves. Richard, speaking of lying, 10 years ago, they started announcing, we're going to build a NAFTA superhighway all over the country, 34 major interstate highways, I-35 from the Pacific Ocean side of southern Mexico all the way up in through Texas, Minnesota, up into Canada. And it's going to be an international zone. You'll pay taxes to use it. And people said they didn't want it, so they said, okay, it doesn't exist. You're crazy. Don't talk about those news articles we said. So the Pentagon PSYOP, you don't like it? Oh, well, I didn't just announce on the news we're doing that. It's crazy. You're schizophrenic. Well, but then they came back and said, okay, it's NAFTA, superhighways, Trans-Texas Corridor. It's going to be great, and it's going to be wonderful. And we learned it was going to be $165 to drive to Dallas and back to Austin, according to their own documents and all their maps. Then we said, we don't want it, and they said, doesn't exist again. Then they started building the roads, putting the toll roads in, saying it didn't exist as you were paying the tolls. CNN was saying Ron Paul's insane. There's no Texas corridor. I mean, I had those clips. It doesn't exist as I'm sticking money in it with giant billboards saying Trans-Texas Corridor. So now they said, okay, we're canceling it, and pull up the AP. Trans-Texas Corridor canceled, AP. But then paragraph 3 said, oh, we're keeping it all. We're just not going to call it that anymore. So it's all semantical, PSYOPs, CIA, black ops. Just we're not assaulting Waco. You know, there's WMDs in Iraq. But the good news is we've got them cornered now into lying. They've canceled it as it continues. Now they're really discredited. Richard Reeves, there's a big fight coming up tomorrow in Tejas, the first big leg of the takeover of the U.S. by the U.N. through these corporate systems.
That's right, Alex. And I tell you, I want to thank you for having me on, because this is a clutch show, an absolutely clutch show. you covered real well, that we have put them into PSYOP mode. We've put them into PSYOP mode since somewhere around 2004, 2005 when it comes to this Trans-Texas Corridor issue and toll road issue. And I want to kind of broaden it a little bit. It's not just Trans-Texas Corridor, but it's also about taking over existing roads and putting tolls on them.
8,000 miles of roads, 10 miles on each side of the road for private corporate interests. That's why they have the New London Kelo decision saying private interests can take your profit. Take your property for profit, not even for eminent domain. And my dad got letters, and so did I as a landowner, saying, oh, here's the Texas Landowner's Bill of Rights. And it said, you have no rights. You got 6 weeks when we make an offer to take it, or we take it and you don't get anything. So you have a right to, again, the pimp game, to be a slave. You have a right to be burned with cigarettes and beaten with a tire iron.
Well, that's right. Well, absolutely. And you just broadened the subject even further that I had not even mentioned. It is a big deal about property rights. Huge issue with property rights involving these toll roads, involving taking existing roads and putting tolls on them, and involving the Trans-Texas Corridor, NAFTA Highway, whatever semantical words you want to use to call them. But we've got a chance tomorrow. We are calling for a huge rally here at the state capitol, and we're going to have Robert Morrow and TexasTurf.org, Terry Hall's organization, TexasTurf.org, and a bunch of people are going to be here in the state capitol tomorrow at 10 a.m. We're going to meet at the cafeteria. That's on floor E1 of the state capitol, and we're going to lobby all these state reps. We're going to lobby all these state reps, and we need everybody around Texas to call their state reps, because one of the things, you know, as well as eminent domain issues and as well as all these projects to crush the sovereignty of the United States, they're also talking about now that to use the pension funds of teachers and other government entities.
Yeah, the cops out there SWAT teaming us for booty are not going to lose their pension fund.
Exactly.
Just what they want.
And a great example of a...
Well, see, that's the pimp game. The big pimps are going to hurt the little pimps.
Right. And, you know, as George Soros said, let no crisis go unused. Well, we can kind of say the same thing, because it seems like every time we get to a little clutch pinch point like this, we just happen to have a news story break in our favor. And one of them is about SH-121. And I know you're familiar with SH-121 because you're from the Fort Worth, Dallas metroplex area. I spent 3 decades up in that area myself many years ago. And SH-121 is a very key piece of road. It's a bypass for traffic traveling east or west on I-30 and I-20. You can go SH-121 up to McKinney, Texas, and then go on up into Chicago towards the Midwest, Oklahoma, Kansas City, Missouri, etc. And you can take that route and avoid one of the worst, most heinous bottlenecks of all time, and that's LBJ Freeway, I-635, up there in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Which is gridlocked from 3:30 in the afternoon till 8 at night.
It's absolutely gridlocked, and I want to appeal to the folks in Dallas-Fort Worth area right now. Call your state reps.
Because this is the beta test where it's like an amoeba. We expose it to heat, so it splits up into a bunch of other little pieces, or kind of like in the movie The Thing, where, you know, like even the blood runs into the corners, you know, has a mind of its own. When you cut the head off, it just, you know, they are now just doing it each one piecemeal.
You know, and you just bring that up about the amoebas and how they work, and I've been to many of these House committee hearings here at the state level, at the state capitol. I've been to Senate committee hearings, and the majority of people that show up, I want to let the audience know, the majority of people that are showing up to these hearings are wearing suits. They're lobbyists. They're not regular people like Richard Reeves and other people.
And they're lobbyists from foreign governments.
Exactly.
America is the big whorehouse where they can buy anything they want. And they buy it from these little creatures, you know, that they call representatives.
That's right. That's right. And going back to this SH-121, I got to tell you a little story. I'll try to cut it as short as possible, because you're indirectly very involved in what happened in SH-121 up in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Here's what happened. In January, February of 2007, Cintra got the contract for SH-121.
Which is Spanish-owned, and the Chronicle said it was not Spanish-owned.
But here's what
happened. About deception.
Here's what happened. Here's what happened. The NTTA, the North Texas Turnpike Authority, the outfit that runs, it's a government outfit, public outfit, that runs the North Dallas Tollway, and they've got other toll roads that they're generating all kinds of revenue with. They wanted a crack at SH-121, and they were wanting to pony up, and in fact, as far as I know, did pony up the $2 billion to take over SH-121. And the way that happened was that yours truly, Bob Dacey, and many other great local activists that you ignited, you're responsible for this indirectly, because it was Our group of local Austin activists and San Antonio activists that went to the Texas Transportation Commission in 2007, the summer of 2007, and when they were fighting over the NTTA getting the contract for SH-121 or Cintra getting the contract for SH-121, we were arguing for a freeway. But knowing that freeway wasn't necessarily a viable option, we were also saying, look, we don't want it to be a toll road, but give it to the NTTA. It's a public corporation. That way, when Texans get mad enough to get their road back, they can get it back. Don't give it to Cintra. That's a 52-year agreement that the NTTA...
Yeah, so you're using factions, divide and conquer against them. Now, expanding, if somebody's in Indiana or Florida or New Jersey or California, this is happening everywhere. And now Obama wants to put satellite tracker boxes in all the cars to tax you by the mile. I saw the federal documents on that 12 years ago. Now it's openly happening. So tell folks about this meeting tomorrow, and we're going to take some calls.
Well, the meeting tomorrow is at 10 a.m. at the cafeteria in the state capitol. That's on floor E1. Basically, you can ask anybody at the capitol once you walk in and ask them where the cafeteria is on floor E1. Go there 10 a.m. Robert Morrow has given me permission to put his cell phone out on the air, 512-496-1293, 512-496-1293. 1293. If you have any questions, call him. But for sure, go to texasturf.org, and there's a function on there where you can find your rep on that website, Texas Turf.
And again, this is happening and going on everywhere. Right. People, bottom line, get involved in the fight. Let's take some calls, Richard. Anti-Illuminati in Nevada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
We're going to stab the New World Order in the heart today. In referencing what you were talking about earlier with the Xbox controllers and the UAVs and so forth, what that is the culmination of what PTEC was used for to engineer the global command and control system, and that's headed up by General James E. Cartwright, okay? And that's all that stuff is tied into the global information grid infrastructure. And this is what they've been working on this stuff for... at least since 95.
And by the way, I promised to show this. This is Wired.com. Spy ships guiding CIA drone skies, locals say. It sounds like a tinfoil hat nightmare come to life. Tiny electronic homing beacons guide CIA killer drones to their targets. But local residents and Taliban militants in Pakistan's tribal wildlands say that that's exactly what's happening. And then I actually had another article. I think it was London Telegraph's the one I want. This is just one about that. The London Telegraph headline on this talks about how they throw the transmitters in innocent people's houses. That's the one I want, folks, not this one. And it goes on to say, ever since 911, locals in Central Asia and the Middle East have spread tales about American super technology, soldiers with X-ray glasses, satellites that can see into homes, tanks with magnetic grenade-repelling armor. But small radio frequency and GPS emitters have been commercially available for years. And it goes, a veteran spy tells Danger Room that the use of Taliban tracking devices is entirely plausible. Yeah, no, it's a London Telegraph on drones, RFID chips target wrong houses. I want that. I want to show people how they throw them in innocent people's houses. I've done a show on it, but I don't want to just make the claim. But real fast, Anti-Illuminati, you post a lot of great stuff on the Prison Planet forum about this whole control grid and how Microsoft, IBM, these are all just military-industrial complex fronts. Google, obviously, is. That's even come out. Out of the MIT CIA works, with technological DARPA skunks works. And so you have this grid. But, yes, they now admit that they are using the video games as interfaces to program and get a generation who want to actually pilot real ones remotely to go out and slaughter people. Go ahead.
Right. What I want to add is there's some really, like, hidden companies behind all this stuff, too. I want to mention something about Northern Command. The official appearance of Northern Command is actually referenced in a Council on Foreign Relations document titled Building a North American Community, where they call for, you know, the creation of it. But the underpinnings of Northern Command's global grid to control everything, what that's about is about it's all the different militaries in the world, they all have different systems, they all have different computer systems, so that was the key with PTEC, which stands for Process Technology, which, incidentally, by the way, was used to engineer to carry out the...
Yeah, listen, what I need you to do, because we're running out of time, why don't you write a blurb or an article or take some of the stuff you wrote in the Prison Planet Forum and send it to writers at InfoWars, and we'll look over it and try to get it up. But what is your point specifically about using the Xbox and other interfaces as Pentagon controller boxes?
Well, that's how they, the idea behind that is they know that people aren't going to, you know, particularly Americans, they're not going to willingly kill their own people. So they have to, what they've done, for example, is they can take Google Earth imagery. They've done this, and then they overlay that into something like Second Life, for example, to have like a virtual world on wargaming in the U.S. And then they can just make the people using this, it's called C4ISR.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay. And then in a Pavlovian fashion, they practice murdering American citizens and become acclimated. Yeah, write an article, send it to us. No, I'm aware of that Doom was originally developed for the Pentagon. It wasn't called Doom, where you just kill people all day. It creates instinctive killing. So you don't not want to kill somebody up close. And so they've gone from over half the troops not killing people up close to 99% killing, honing killer instincts. And then in most of the video games now, you practice murdering the militias, taking their guns, and that's a lot of the games. Your comments on that, Richard Reeves?
Well, it's definitely another mind control project to program these young folks to do whatever they're ordered to do.
By the way, I know a high-level individual who worked at Microsoft. He also produces Hollywood films. And he worked for a couple of years for Microsoft, and he said that it's definitely mind control. Xbox is supposed to become like your Facebook, the center of your life. But this is before Facebook was even, this is like 5 years ago he told me about it, actually. That it would all be your photos, your face, your identity. That they would add shockers, it would shock you and cause pain when you're playing. Just like in that James Bond movie when they're playing Global Domination.
Right.
Danger, danger, danger. And so the kids now are paying money to buy Ferraris and you know, houses in the game. They don't care about reality. This is the insertion into the Matrix.
Right. I've heard you talk about that before, where people have a virtual life and they're trading their lives for cash, etc. And it's just, the mind control is just so out there. Anybody that can deny that just is probably mind control victim. That's the only.
No, I mean, this is mass mind control.
Right.
Really happening. Let's go to Joseph in Texas. Joseph, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I was a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I actually was calling back about the Obama stuff you talk about. I've listened to you for years, and I recently read the book Audacity of Hope by Obama.
Yeah, about the Pep game.
And I have to say, you are 100% right, and one discrepancy that's very interesting is if you listen to the audiobook version, they leave out chapter. And in the book, if you read chapter 8, it's called The World Beyond Our Borders. And in there, he defines each and every one of us as a terrorist. He actually says that a terror network is any group that is against globalization. And in that chapter, he actually states that globalization is the new world order. So I don't know if you've read that.
Now, why don't you scan that page in? I have to admit, I almost bought it as a book on tape. Because when I jog, I'll listen to books on tape. But I just can't hear it. I can't stand his voice. And I can't stand these lying con artists that it's just so sick. But no, it's a global tyranny. I appreciate your call. You know, the good news is, Richard, we really are reaching people.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, look in 2007, 2008, the Ron Paul campaign, how we grew and grew. And you asked me that question, how does this affect somebody in Indiana about the toll roads, etc.? The victories we have here in stopping these toll roads and these tracker boxes, etc., are victories that will make it that much easier to stop in other states.
Yeah, they plan to use the parasite op here to fund the rest of their... It's like a cancer gets a blood supply and then metastasize. We're a major metastasization center here. Final segment with Richard Reeves, straight ahead.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Out of time. I wanted to jam in a few final calls here. Also have some sponsors that have made the show possible today. One of them is something we need to protect ourselves from the establishment. You know, the police don't want you to videotape them. They always announce that, oh, there were no footage of the guy getting shot in the back at the DART train in Oakland. Then it turns out there were cameras, and it shows the cops grabbing other people's cameras after they murdered the guy. So I suggest everybody go to the great website Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. The lowest prices on surveillance cameras, inexpensive systems that are hidden in your car, the videotape and audio tape, everything happening with a concealed data recorder with a little memory stick that records hours. They've got the little cameras and audio hidden in pens. We've all got to use Big Brother against Big Brother. And just, I have one with me almost all the time. Actually forgot to bring one this morning. And I just, you know, turn it on. Because this is how we're going to burn these people and catch them in their crimes. We got to hit them hard with the truth. And just continue to expose as they try to shut down and restrict the web. So Diginet, D-I-G-A, that's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. A whole bunch of great products. And they have a whole bunch of different models, but I think the in-car system, very easy to install, very, very affordable. And then they have pens for $45, you know, that record audio and video that we use covering Bilderberg Group. So that's also in the Obama deception, so be sure and check out Diginet.net. Also, I said I'd get to this, and I just ran out of time. This is such a huge deal. But I got Richard Reeves in here and all these calls. The thought crime bill threatens talk radio. This is in S-909 that's passed the House, now going to the Senate. Whoever transmits an interstate or foreign commerce, radio, TV, internet, any communication with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, you can say anything's that, and they have definitions of it, it's any and everything, or cause substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means to support severe, repeated, and hostile behavior, see, severe, shall be fined under the title, or in prison not more than 2 years or both, H.R. 1966, Section 3, Section 881A. Now, the same thing, but even worse, same language is in the cyberbullying thing being pushed by Hannah Montana. Whoever transmits interstate or foreign commerce any communication with intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means to support severe, repeated, or hostile behavior shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. And it goes on to say, if something hurts your feelings, they come and arrest you federally. Folks, this is America. These things are passing the House. It's in the Senate. This is happening. They're moving on every front against us. That's why I beg listeners to get the red alert. The total takeover of America enters its final phase. The good news is when we fight these people, we win. But they always come back, but they get weaker each time. It's like their NAFTA highways are in big trouble. But now they've declared we won. No, that's another shill. You got to give them no quarter politically because they'll not give you any quarter. Richard Reeves, finally, again, this show. What's happening tomorrow?
Okay. You just said a real key point.
1 minute left. Tell folks the event tomorrow.
We keep weakening them. Okay. The event tomorrow is at 10 a.m. at the state capitol. Everybody in Texas and beyond needs to call the Texas state reps. Tell them no to comprehensive development agreements. Tell them no to public-private partnerships. These are the toll road agreements, Trans-Texas Corridor agreements. Tell them no to all these things. Call them. Show up at the capitol 10 a.m. tomorrow, room E1, the cafeteria.
That's right. They've changed the name. More deception. Total scum. You can read the AP article about Trans-Texas Corridor's dead, third paragraph down. They say, oh, well, we're just renaming it. Keep fighting them. Keep defeating them. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now. One place, InfoWars.com on the restreams. The podcast is free also at InfoWars.com. Spread the word about the show. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.